Imagine what it was like when I was asked to go and present the Today programme. Now my mother would have to listen to me because she didn't have any choice. She couldn't see me. It was so hard getting those calls night after night.
That was the late Dame Jenny Murray on Difficult Women. Thank you for your calls and messages. I'll be back next Friday from 7. If you've missed any of this evening's show, you can listen back on the Global Player app or the LBC app. Coming up at 1 on LBC at Sky Bill, but now it's time for Nick Abbott.
Thank you, Rachel. El Presidente Squeaky Tanks is saying that anyone who does not want to help him clean up after him is a coward. Come on, Donny, even Melania doesn't want that job. The man who got a note from his doctor excusing him from being brave says the rest of the world is being chicken because we won't close our eyes and leap off the same cliff he just did. In other news, one of Nigel Fagash's money streams has dried up, but don't be alarmed, he's got 10 others. And Norwich is found to be both the best and the worst place in the land. That and more with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom. The UK has agreed to allow the US to use British bases to strike Iranian sites targeting shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. A Downing Street statement says the UK is working closely with international partners to develop a viable plan to safeguard international shipping. Earlier, Donald Trump branded other NATO members cowards for not joining the US and Israeli attacks on Iran. But the former Conservative Defence Minister, Tobias Elwood, has been telling LBC the UK and its allies need to be careful.
It's against the rules of NATO to join in with this adventure that Donald Trump is pursuing, in the same way that we couldn't have called upon NATO to help us in the Falklands or indeed America in Vietnam. It doesn't work that way. NATO's agreement, that treaty, was all about protecting the countries that are attacked directly.
U.S. defense officials say a sizable number of American Patriot air defense missiles have been moved from Europe towards the Middle East. They've been speaking to a news agency as the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran is about to enter its fourth week. The transfer of resources has prompted some concerns that gaps could develop in European air defenses. A damages claim brought against the former Sinn Féin president, Gerry Adams, over IRA bombings in England has been withdrawn. Lawyers for three men say the discontinuation of the case does not represent a victory for him, but the reverse. Mr. Adams had denied involvement and has always denied being a member of the provisional IRA. He's been speaking during a news conference.
I contested the case. I defended myself against the false accusations being levelled against me. I asserted the legitimacy of the Republican cause and the right of the people of Ireland to freedom and self-determination, and I do so again.
The U.S. Justice Department has filed a new lawsuit against Harvard University. It accuses the institution's leadership of failing to address anti-Semitism on campus and creating grounds for the government to freeze existing grants. Harvard has not responded immediately to requests for a comment. And in sport and in the Premier League this evening, Manchester United have suffered a setback at Bournemouth ahead of the international break. The two sides have drawn 2-2. In the City, the FTSE 100 closed down 146 points at 99.18. The pound will buy $1.34 and €1.16. LBC weather, mostly cloudy with some patchy mist and fog for much of the country overnight. There'll be cloud and light rain for northwestern Scotland and a low of around 2 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Everything is going extremely well.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective. So the only way he figures that he's going to get reelected, and as sure as you're sitting there, is to start a war with Iran.
Good to know, Donnie. Thanks for the update. Unseasonably wet weather struck southern Pakistan and northwest India on Wednesday as heavy rain rolled in from the west, accompanied by thunderstorms, hail and strong winds. Thunder, lightning, very, very frightening. Karachi, Pakistan's largest city, particularly badly affected, locally recording more than 50 millimetres of rain with winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour. You know what doesn't care about lines that we draw on a map? Nature. Dozens of recorded temperatures, meanwhile, including all-time March records, have already been set in the western United States of America during this week's heatwave, with the heat set to intensify and expand. Widespread highs will reach the 80s and 90s degrees Fahrenheit. 90s degrees. 90s Fahrenheit. Just excise degrees, and we'll just go with 90s Fahrenheit. Blimey. Multiple desert locations are going to climb past 100 degrees. These temperatures are 15 to 30 degrees above the historical average for the latter part of March. Wow. It's unprecedented.
I can be more presidential than anybody.
Meanwhile, the Canary Islands have been plunged into chaos after an emergency was declared as Storm Teresa. Storm Teresa batters the region with torrential rain, fierce winds and even snow. The storm has been described as the worst to hit the Canary Islands for more than a decade. Poor little canaries. Meanwhile, much of the UK will enjoy a warm and settled weekend with long spells of sunshine and temperatures climbing into the mid to high teens. We're back at centigrade. I mean, I could translate centigrade into His Majesty's feet and inches. I'll do it off the top of my... I'm going to do mental arithmetic on the radio.
Oh, Lord.
The mid to high teens, that's double it and add 32, is... A hundred? Yeah, it's about 100. But, and it's a huge but, next week a shift to cooler northwesterly flows will bring a drop in the temperature and more unsettled weather, including, but not limited to, some hill snow in the north. Snow?
Oh, no.
Would you like to hear the forecast for the next 4 weeks?
No.
From now till the end of the month. Changeable. You are expecting something else? It's going to be cooler. And sometimes actually cold. Always the blooming same at this time of the year. Nature shows us summer and then takes it away again.
Damn it!
Changeable, cooler, sometimes actually cold, but mostly dry. Mostly. And there is the possibility of overnight fog and frost. Not frog and frost. That's something else. Fog and frost. Of course, if you do find yourself driving in foggy conditions, you are advised to take several credit cards with you, because if you fill up on just one card, you might exceed the credit limit, because Donald Trump thinks he's some sort of magician and that can bring peace by starting wars. And then, first 2 weeks of April. Blimey, it's April already. You believe that? The clocks have gone forward and Jesus' birthday's just around the corner. The first 2 weeks of April. Glasgow will get its own weather. But for the rest of us, plenty of dry weather with temperatures about average for the time of year, and I do believe we're going to have to take it. Steph in Stockport says, I want to add to your ever-increasing list of alternative Trump names, POTUS Pirate. It's a thumbs-up from me, says Steph, who's marking his or her own homework. POTUS Pirate. Mm. Ash says, are we living in some sort of deja vu? I don't know, have I read this before? Says, I cannot count the amount of times that Trump has said Starmer is no Churchill and that he isn't very happy with the UK. Donald, are you still talking about Winston Churchill?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
P.S., he says, I am at work and a patient has fallen asleep with GB News on their telly. Must be enthralling. And Matthew says, regarding Trump joking about Pearl Harbor, if I'd done that, I'd be in an HR meeting first thing Monday morning. You'd have been fired, probably from a cannon. Right out the window. It wasn't really a joke, was it? He doesn't really do jokes. Pearl Harbor. What a thing to bring up next to the Prime Minister of... I'm guessing Prime Minister? Prime Minister? Yeah, probably, something like that. The Prime Minister of Japan. Japanland.
Your Pearl Harbor didn't go very well.
This says, what's the difference between... Oh, no, is this a joke? What's the difference between the Vietnam War and the Iran War? The answer? Trump had a plan to get out of the Vietnam War. P.S. Do you think that Trump knows the difference between an excursion and an incursion? I don't know, but just as long as both are catered. That's all he's concerned about, that the food doesn't run out. President Donald Trump has assailed NATO allies over their lack of support for the U.S.-Israel war against Iran, calling the longtime U.S. allies cowards. The man who got a note from Mummy saying that he couldn't come out to play in the Vietnam War is calling other people cowards.
Oh, fabulous.
He says, without the USA, NATO is a paper tiger. I bet he didn't write that. I bet a functionary wrote that for him. In all caps. He says, they didn't want to join the fight to stop a nuclear-powered Iran. Now that fight is militarily won, with very little danger for them. They complain about the high oil prices they are forced to pay, but don't want to help to open the Strait of Hormuz, which, you should note this down, is bent. It's not a strait, it's bent. It's the bent of Hormuz.
Correct.
Don't you know any? You should do your research. It's not straight as in not curved, you stupid moron. Don't you know anything? where was I? Oh, yeah. Donald Trump, bloviating on. What a gas bag. He said, now the fight is militarily won. How many times is he going to win this war? I think he's up to having won the war twice already, and yet it's still ongoing. Curious. It's very strange. Now that the fight is militarily won, with very little danger for them, they complain about the high oil prices they are forced to pay, but don't want to help with the bent of Hormuz. A simple military manoeuvre that is the single reason for the high oil prices, he wrote on his platform Truth Social. Truth Social.
Liar!
Yeah. Liar Social. No, anti-social. Nothing social about it. This is his latest rant against, us. Everybody else but him.
Everybody's being very mean.
So easy for them to do, he wrote, with so little risk. Cowards, in all caps. And we will remember, says Emperor Squeaky Tanks.
Your favourite peace president, me, did a stupid thing. Nobody knows more about doing stupid things than me. And I want other countries to send their people to fix the stupid thing I did.
Trump spent the last week calling NATO and other American allies names because that's what will get us to send our troops to wipe up after Donito Trumpolini made a mess. 20% of the world's oil and liquefied gas flows through the bend of Hormuz.
Nobody knew this. Nobody knew this before. In fact, nobody ever heard of the Bend of Hormuz. I invented it. It's going very well. Everybody says so. Very important people are coming up to me and saying, they say, sir, you have a tremendous body of water. I say thank you.
Despite Trump's demands, or maybe because of them, European countries have asserted that they would not be sending naval escorts to help secure the passageway, citing safety concerns and the risk of escalating the conflict. Yeah, hell no, we won't go. Keir Starmer joined counterparts in Japan, Germany, France, Italy and the Netherlands, wherever that is, in calling on Iran to stop attacks on energy sites and civilian infrastructure and to end the shipping gridlock. Said a joint statement issued by Starmer's office, we call on Iran to cease immediately its threats, laying of mines, drone and missile attacks, and other attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping. Which is a bit weird. Please stop defending yourself. That's our message. Just let your arms hang limply by your side while this tango twit punches you in the face. We're all being punched in the face by idiot Armin. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz could devastate global supply chains, according to a group of Austrian researchers, and according to everybody that has uttered a single syllable on this subject now, because we're all blooming experts on the Strait of Hormuz. According to the simulations of Austrian researchers, exports worth up to $1.2 trillion could be affected if Iran keeps the strait closed for an extended period. $1 trillion, and no one has any idea what a trillion is. So I will explain it to you using the medium of time. 1 million seconds is about 12 days. A billion seconds is nearly 32 years. And a trillion seconds is roughly 31,700 years. So $1 trillion is a very large amount of money. The Austrians said that that short disruptions of the Bend of Hormuz would of around about 2 weeks would have limited consequences, but blockages longer than 4 weeks could trigger cascading issues. Like if you have a blockage lasting more than 4 weeks, that could lead to cascading issues. That's just a fact. Their findings show, these Austrian researchers, their findings show that the UK has the biggest exposure to these supply chain shocks of any country in Europe.
Oh, no.
Why is it always us? It's because Britain imports $12 billion worth of goods through the Strait of Hormuz each year, with Qatari liquefied natural gas and propane alone amounting to over half of that. Wow, the researchers say that this creates a genuine vulnerability that Britain will not be able to substitute its LNG supply in short term, driving up prices for consumers. That's you. Which is as good a reason as I can think of for getting off our addiction to fossil fuels. And a very good reason why you should be suspicious of any oily charlatan in Union Jack socks saying that we should be ever more dependent on it. Anybody fitting that description come to mind? 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, then it's the same number as the phone. 0345 6060 973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
This is LBC.
At ulisprosperity.com, you buy the car and we pay you up to £600 per month in rental income. For conditions, visit ulisprosperity.com.
Amazon offers term time working to their employees, like Anton, who's home to look after his daughters during their holidays.
Hello!
To him, this is the best sound in the world. Actually, maybe that's the best sound of all. Now that's term time working. Offered at Amazon. 10 weeks off guaranteed per year. Mix of paid holiday and unpaid time off. Conditions apply.
Hi, I'm looking for a pair of jeans.
Right. Low slung, slouchy, wide leg, bower leg, curved leg, flared, straight or skinny.
Blue?
Fashion. It's hard to keep on top of. Other things, like the upcoming changes to renting, are a bit easier. As a landlord, you will need to get on top of these important changes. They will affect how you manage your tenancies. Act now. Read the guidance at gov.uk/renting-is-changing.
A Thames Link train is a place where you can have more me time. A chance to skip traffic and glide to wherever you need to be. With headspace to focus on more important matters. Like if that cloud is a starfish or sunflower. Fast journeys without the rush with great deals at thameslinkrailway.com. Terms apply.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
And I like him. He's a good man. He is not a racist. I can tell you that. He's a good person.
He's a good person even though he's not a racist. Good to hear, Donnie. You're the best. You're the best worst president ever. Beau Gabriel.
Oh, hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Wonderful. Did you see the recent Badenoch PR failure film a couple of days ago?
The Badenoch PR failure film? No, I did not.
All the Tories lined up saying, and now we're going to show you Kemi Badenoch's best bits. Play the video. Have you not seen it?
No, I have not, no. How long did that video last? Two seconds? Something like that.
It didn't begin. The video didn't work. So for about 15 seconds, there's just nothing happening. They're all stood there, like, you know, chattering to each other.
Yeah.
I thought, James Cleverly, could you not have just thought of one off the top of your head just to fill the gap? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then in the end, he said, well, he does like this really awkward, like...
Oh, right.
And he's like, well, I guess there's no best bit. So, right. Kemi Badenoch, come on to stage. Yeah.
Come on down. Let's see what you've won.
Yeah. I mean, homework, but yeah, it's very, very, very funny.
Right. Well, yeah, this is one of the dangers of giving up social media, because I just haven't done X at all lately.
Oh.
Yeah, and no, it's just too much of a sewer of misinformation and right-wing quackery. I just can't be doing with it anymore. Plus, there was one thing that I realised that I hadn't noticed before, and it's at the top of the page, there's two tabs, and one is for you and the other is your feed or something like that, and one of them has got nothing to do with any of the choices I've ever made on that site. It's just pumping right-wing propaganda and lies at me all the time, and the other is just the people that I follow. If I'd known that before, I would have made that decision ages ago to just see information from the people that I follow. But even then, you just don't know what's rubbish and what's not anymore. People put stories up there and it looks like the news, and then you double-check it, and it's, apparently Darth Vader isn't a thing.
I mean, that second feed might not exist anymore, It might just be the right-wing bile now, the right-wing tab. A few more things. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the game GeoGuessr?
No.
Game, like a laptop game that you get plonked into anywhere in the UK or around the world. You have to try and figure out where you are, like reading street signs and whatnot, and you try and pin yourself to the best that you can.
Yeah.
But I've been playing this game recently, and it plonks you into anywhere, like Northampton or Rotherham. But what I've noticed is how many flags were put on lampposts looking at Google Maps on this game.
Right.
Like, yeah, the country was just covered. I didn't realise just by how much.
Yes, some morons have been doing that round where I live. They've been zip-tying some tatty flags halfway up lampposts in the middle of dual carriageways. And so the council is going to, at vast expense to us poor dopes who pay taxes, are going to have to traipse after these morons and take down the flags. But it's going to be quite an operation, because you can't just send a council person into, weaving their way through traffic in the middle of a dual carriageway. You're going to have to shut at least one lane while they get up there and take them down. And so it's going to cost not just the price of the equipment that is used to do that, the chairlift or whatever it is that they use to get up there. But all of the knock-on costs of closing down a lane of a busy highway. Morons. Well, we're surrounded by morons.
One of the local newspapers that I follow on Instagram have posted St. George's flags spray-painted onto zebra crossings again as new wave of vandalism returns. It's happening again.
Yeah. And none of these people have got jobs. They're just a drain on society. They're just they're the people in the back. Well, while we're all in a boat rowing as best we can to the horizon, they're in the back, not rowing, not taking part at all, but furthermore digging holes in the hull just because, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Totally. A couple more things. Line bikes have been redesigned to stop line bike leg.
Oh, really? How are they going to? So, because line bike leg is when you break, the thing falls over and you break your leg, which is apparently so common that that's what medical professionals call it.
All the battery and the middle of the bike, if you fall off, the whole of that weight would then go onto the side of your knee. But they've redesigned it in such a way that, you don't have to, step over onto the bike anymore. It's hard to explain without seeing a picture of it. But, changing up.
I think I'm going to take the bus.
Hit the...
Better.
Give it a miss.
Yeah.
One more thing.
And finally.
With Trump going on about Iran, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I've been watching a lot of football lately, and I've been thinking, if he was a manager, post-match analysis, and his team lost 3-0, would he still claim that they scored a penalty, an overhead kick, and the lads?
Yeah. Well, if the other side scored four, then his side
maybe four,
maybe four. Yeah, and by which method they won? It was 4-all, and they won. Everybody says
there there was one more thing that just
another thing.
It's another element to that. I remember watching a video, and it was of the North Korean news like the news, you know, 10 o'clock news reporting on North Korea apparently beating Portugal when they lost 7-0. And they played the same replay twice of a ball going past the post.
Right.
And that was their post-match analysis to convince that their country won when in fact they lost 7-0. And Ronaldo was quoted saying they were a good team. There you go.
Right, okay. Good work. Keep your eyes peeled. Thanks a lot, Gabriel. 0345-6060-973. Vinny in Leicester says, does the horrible orange Orwellian orangutan really need a whole ballroom as his one and only dance move is where he waves his tiny clenched fists? It makes him look like something from from Space Invaders. Actually, that's true. It does make him look like something from Space Invaders. I'd never actually thought of that before. You're a Space Invaders cartoon, Donald.
Oh, shut up!
Steve says, I've got a funny feeling you're going to be amusing this evening. Well, not so far. But there's time. Alison says, Nick, how's your workplace litter situation looking this evening? My workplace litter situation. Well, somebody was kind enough to send me a little piece of chocolate, like a very, very small piece. I'll hold it up so you can see how small it is. One moment, please. Hang on. It's so small I can't find... Oh, there it is. I'll show it to my glamorous assistant and she can describe its smallness. One moment. There you go.
That is teeny tiny little fish. That's adorable.
It's... Well, it's in a bag, and the bag, the bag itself is very, very small, so I can only imagine how microscopically tiny the thing inside is. And I'm only saying this because it came in a box that was so gargantuan, you could have fitted a beanbag in there. It was absolutely massive. Now, that's not saving the planet, and it's not the fault of the person that sent it to me for... to whom I am extremely grateful.
Thank you.
Yeah, as long as it comes from the shop direct, then I can put it in my mouth. Even if it's not food. But it seems a bit like overkill. The box it came in is about 20 times the size of the product inside. That's just not necessary. I won't mention the name of the shop, but they know what they've done. 0345. But other than that, the massive amount of packaging material, the unnecessary packaging material that came with a piece of chocolate that isn't going to break, and even if it does, it's still going to taste the same. Other than that, it's very, very clean in here. Somebody must have, gone around with a moist towelette. Carl says... The advice last week about using a toilet brush holder if you have run out of places to put a bunch of flowers was obviously practical. I would add that the prone human body is not only... yeah, I'm not reading that. But for full details, see a Billy Connolly joke from the Michael Parkinson show in about, I'm going to say 1972. I bet that's about right. But I do remember it being quite the sensation. He appeared, and I'd never heard of Billy Connolly before, and neither had anybody else, really. And he appeared on the Parkinson show for I think it was the very first time. And he told this joke about about parking a bike. And the thing about comedy is there's two different types of jokes, unless you know others. I suppose there's the surreal ones, but they don't really count. There's the comedy of repetition, which is most British comedy, you know, the catchphrase stuff. And there's the comedy of surprise. And this was a real surprise. I had absolutely no idea this was coming. And it was a little bit racy for television at that time. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you will absolutely know how funny it was. And overnight, Billy Connolly became a complete sensation. He was like the hottest comic in the country. From having had practically nobody outside of Glasgow knowing about him to being an overnight sensation just because of this one joke that Carl, right here, is referencing. But he's not going to get away with that, stealing Billy Connolly's most famous joke. No way, Carl. Not while I'm in this seat. 0345-6060-973. You can text 84850, email nick@lbc.co.uk. If you are on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone, 0345 60603. Hey, I should remind you that the Nick Abbott Habit, one of the podcasts that I do, is now twice a week. Clips of old shows. I think you'll love it. It's a best of. It's doubled in length, and it's doubled the number of times that it comes out. So it's on Mondays and Wednesdays now. It's doubling your pleasure. Ask for it by name on an internet near you. The Nick Abbott Habit. Is that the time already? Blimey. 10:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
President Trump says the United States is considering winding down its war with Iran. He's been writing online saying we are getting very close to meeting our objectives. US defense officials say a sizable number of American Patriot air defense missiles have been moved from Europe towards the Middle East. The transfer of resources has prompted some concerns that gaps could be developing in European air defenses. And the broadcaster Dame Jenny Murray, who hosted Woman's Hour for more than three decades, has died at the age of 75. She joined the programme in 1987. LBC weather, mostly cloudy with some patchy mist and fog for most of the country overnight. There'll be cloud and light rain in northwestern Scotland and a low of around 2 degrees.
The LBC app. News your way. This is LBC.
Pain in my hip.
I keep feeling dizzy. I'm getting migraines more often.
There's another way to contact your GP practice, by simply sending your symptoms and requests through their website or the NHS app. We're delivering an NHS fit for the future. Tap it, type it, and we'll take care of it.
Julia, how do you spell vertebrae?
Oh, just type pain in the neck.
Fancy a trip to France without the fancy price tag? Go all Irish.
With great low prices, travel from Dover to Calais with Irish ferries and you'll have France at your feet in 90 minutes. Can-can. Less. More money, less money. You get the picture. Get a warm Irish welcome on board and a cool pint of the black stuff on us. Zero alcohol, of course, when you book direct at irishferries.com. Escargo on, then. Irish Ferries. See travel differently. T's and C's apply.
With an Amex business card, Selena's earning points renovating her skin clinic and refreshing the builders.
14 coffees and 28 sugars, please.
And on new adjustable chairs for every room. And she can use the points to lie back and relax.
Don't put ice cream on your brother's head.
Well, sometimes. And that's because with an Amex business card, your points can go towards holidays and more.
Search Amex business card. Interest, fees and terms apply. Available to UK limited companies and limited liability partnerships. Signatories must be a director or member of the business. Subject to approval.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Hello there. So nice to meet you.
Yes, so nice to meet Brian in Crouch End. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Yes,
so,
Brian.
Okay, I have a whole list of the best names that Jimmy Kimmel has come up with for Mr. Trump. We start with...
Stolen material.
Yeah, but I'm quoting it because, they come up with something new every night, but... Blob the Builder, Count Flatula, mm-hmm. Darth Tax Evader, Fibonacci, yes. Gaseous Clay, mm-hmm. Groper Cleveland, Nostra Dumbass, Obese...
Nostra Dumbass.
Yes.
Well, that's the only one I don't have so far. Nostra Dumbass. Okay. Well, you have to say that in an American accent, though, don't you? So, probably...
Dumbass.
Yeah,
we don't say arse. Yeah.
No. I'm going to strike that out, so...
Okay. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Rip One Van Winkle, Scammy Davis Jr., and one from Stephen Colbert, which is Girth, Wind, and Liar, which I like that one, too.
Girth, Wind, and Liar, right.
Yes.
Okay, excellent work there, Brian. I want you to maintain vigilance at all times. All right.
I shall do.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. 0345 6060973. Nathan says, what about... Tak Atola. Kind of. No, not really. Alex and Witham says, seeing Mopey Dick lose his mind after Europe refuses request to send ships to the Bent of Hormuz is both pathetic and hilarious. Could somebody please tell this possessive, psychotic pumpkin to stop behaving like a deranged ex? Because even for him, this is sad. No love lost here, Donnie. And Georgie says, get your bingo card out. It's happening. Trump is getting his orange mug on a 24-carat gold coin. Apparently, they can only use deceased presidents on U.S. currency, but I'm sure it'll be the biggest, best coin that there ever was. So, in addition to tanking the economy, this will surely see the price of gold drop. Yeah, I thought they'd done that already. I thought he already had his mug on a coin, and that wasn't in general circulation, but it was. You could use it as money. But so maybe that's the same story, but it's just updated. I don't know, but it doesn't prevent me from having a strong opinion. I'm going to say no.
No, 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 no.
Absolutely. Tiverton. Hello, Margaret.
What? Oh, are you? Sorry, I was...
Margaret, you're making weird noises.
Am I? Oh, is that better?
Well?
Is that better?
Am I hearing you now?
I don't know. I'm here.
Where?
You tell me.
There on the stair.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Margaret, go ahead.
I'm so thrilled. Are you well?
I'm very well.
I'm so glad. I've been away for a while from you, but I'm
prison?
Back. Of all life, of all the things that one could talk about tonight, I thought, you know, I'm up with the politics, I'm down with the Donald Trump stuff and this bloody war, that's going to take us to hell, but chocolate.
Mm.
You just said something that I am going to disagree with when you said that this little tiny bit of chocolate would taste the same if it was bashed into pieces.
Yes.
And apparently, and I heard this from a chocolatier, chocolate tastes a bit different depending on how you receive it. Whether it's in bits or a big block. So when you have chocolate of any well-known supplier, they taste different from each other. But if you have the same make of chocolate and you have an Easter egg which is thin-walled, and you compare that with a chunk of a bar of the same chocolate, it will taste different. I did try this and decide it was true, but I'm not going to try it now.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why would it be different? Because you make it into small bits with your mouth, Margaret.
That's by the process of
chewing.
Mm. Yeah, all right then. Okay.
Well, you were easily persuaded.
I'm tired. Well, there's so much going on and so much awful stuff, but I want to give you somebody else's material which did make me laugh, which was John Stewart saying that wars were... What was it? Wars are ways of America learning geography. I put that very badly.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I did. But it's still funny.
Yeah, had to be there, yeah.
Sorry about that.
All right.
I'll go away now and try again next week, Ben.
Okay, nice talking to you. Thanks a lot, Margaret. 0345-6060-973. David in Cleethorpe says, Trump-appointed panel approved 24-carat gold coin featuring his image. I believe that's another of the bingo card ticked off. Yeah, again, I think that this happened a while ago. Or maybe they were just talking about it for a while, and now it's actually in circulation. I really have no idea about this or anything else. Bernadette says, please, could you kindly stop screaming? It's very frightening. It's not me, Bernadette. This show was like this when I got here. And Matt says, Nigel Farage says, our young people are being forced out of the country by Labour and replaced by goat herders from Afghanistan. Yeah, I saw that. Wow. What is this man on, says Matt. Also this week, he blamed Ed Miliband for warm lager and launched NigelCutMyBills.com. Will he ever do his actual job of being an MP for Clacton? Yeah, really? The polls are saying that he is still riding high at number one? Really? We're going to do what has happened in America here? Is that actually what you want? A Trump mini-me? I find that hard to believe. Like, I really do. But I can take comfort in the fact that it's still a relatively small minority who actually want that. And I do believe that they haven't really thought about it. He's just sort of freed them up to say the 1970s things that they haven't been able to say for fear of being tutted at. And now he's taken the chains off. Yeah, now we can go all a bit Benny Hill, a bit Will Tappers and Shunter's Social Club.
Bernard Manning.
Yeah, exactly.
Bernard Manning.
Yeah, him.
Bernard Manning. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear some of the Bernard Manning jokes on TV?
No, thanks, Nige. Not appropriate. Anton says, currently watching Terminator 2 for the first time in my life. The first time in his... Well, it's, you know, it's the first time for everything. Not everybody has heard Dark Side of the Moon, you know.
Rock and roll!
Spoiler alert, there is no Dark Side of the Moon, as a matter of fact. Anyway, he says, currently watching Terminator 2 for the first time in my life. I was planning on drinking a shot of strong refreshment every time I hear one of your clips, but halfway through the film and I'm beginning to regret my decisions. I nearly fell off the sofa when Arnold just says, I have detailed files, prompting me to write this message. Hope you're having fun. Say hi to everyone, says Anton. You did not interrupt watching Terminator 2 to write a message to me. Are you not entertained? Come on, pay attention. This is important.
Correct.
Let's see now. Merthyr Tydfil. Hello, Jeff.
How are you, Nick?
I'm very well, Jeff.
Absolutely furious. Steaming, I am.
Fuming.
Fuming.
Yeah.
Gasket's about to blow. You know, this, you've mentioned him tonight, Farage.
Hmm. I know where you're going. This
creature.
Yeah.
He's doing these cameos, okay? £106 if you want one.
Cameos,
if you want to send in for one.
Mm-hmm.
And he will read the message out. He's got these pair of horn-rimmed glasses, and he reads it out. So
yes.
What did he read? He read about all the best for a wedding.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I won't be coming, ha ha ha, because half of the guests are Welsh-speaking. And, of course, I don't, you know, foreign languages.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there for that.
A foreign language, he said.
What?
Yeah.
Foreign language.
They're still about neck and neck with Plaid in the polling. Hey, people, wake up. It's later than you think.
I think it's a Telegraph that's sort of picked out six of the best ones that he does these cameos.
Yeah.
It's as if he goes off piece sort of thing, you know. He's out of control there. Just like this potching woman has gone up in Scotland there, where they had an opening ceremony for their campaign up in Scotland, the reform.
Mm-hmm.
And the order queue went dead on her.
Yeah.
And something clicked in what passes for her brain, and she just went berserk, you know, because she suddenly thought, oh, well, I don't have to say, I can say what I like.
Yeah.
And he said things which I suppose her team behind the scenes had nervous breakdowns. But
I bet they didn't. I bet they were absolutely loving it.
Tartan burqa.
Yes.
She's going to wear that. And I can talk like we normally talk. And she used the phrase effing and jeffing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, well, that's a reference to me or what, I don't know. But the thing is, what I can't get my head around is that anyone could possibly vote reform. I mean, what is it going on that I don't understand?
I don't really get it either. I mean, how much more evidence do you need that... I don't know if it's even worth wasting my breath on it, because what is the point? If you've made that decision, and that is the decision that you've come to in your life, then Well, I wish you all the best of luck. Just don't drag us into your crimson nightmare.
It's Trump, isn't it? It's the Trump playbook.
Well, he's a Trump mini-me. But what's extraordinary is that we hate Donald Trump in this country. But he still seems to be allying himself with Trump. I guess there's a small number of people who do love Trump. They've joined the cult, those people. And yeah. So I suppose that's the only people that he's interested in talking to.
Yeah. And here we have a situation in the Middle East where the only people that are really ahead of the game and know what they're doing is the Ukraine and Zelensky, where they know all about drones and how to counteract drones. And this is the biggest problem coming out of Iran at the moment. And no one is going anywhere near Zelensky and the Ukrainians, who are saying, well, you want to defend against drones? We can do it for you. And nobody wants to know, including Trump.
Yeah, it's amazing that the Ukrainians have A, the time, and B, the resources available to them to help us out. I thought the aid was going in the other direction.
Yeah, well, the only alternative we got, we could give the Iranians all of those Ajax tracked vehicles. They've got about 100 there.
Oh, the one that makes you deaf.
They could give them to the Ukrainian Revolutionary Guard.
Oh, right.
Because when they have finished driving them, they'll be getting out like tuning forks and incapable of doing anything else.
Yeah. Well, good thinking, Jeff. Would you like to run the Department of War? We're going to rename it on Monday. You start at 9 o'clock sharp. Can you be there?
I'll be there.
All right. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Jeff. 0345-6060-973. You can text 84850. Email nick@lbc.co.uk. If you are on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345-6060-973.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
If Trump cannot keep this narrow stretch of waterway open with the full might of the American military, then that will not only represent a humbling of his own power, but of America's itself.
Hear every side of the story.
Are there any circumstances where the British government would reconsider your policy refusing to allow new exploration licenses for oil and gas in the North Sea?
New exploration licenses won't cut the price.
No. But you would get revenue from it.
Wait one second. They won't make any material difference to supply either.
We would get tax revenue from it, which you could then use to help fund your green energy transition.
It would be very, very marginal.
There is revenue you're leaving in the ground. That is undeniable.
What Sunday? With Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
Pain in my hip.
I keep feeling dizzy. I'm getting migraines more often.
There's another way to contact your GP practice, by simply sending your symptoms and requests through their website or the NHS app. We're delivering an NHS fit for the future. Tap it, type it, and we'll take care of it.
Julia, how do you spell vertebrae?
Oh, just type pain in the neck.
Ah.
Wrong tool for the job? Don't make that mistake with your van. Get up to 30% off selected new Toyota vans and pickups with a warranty up to 10 years or 100,000 miles with every qualifying routine service. Visit your nearest Toyota centre or visit toyota.co.uk/van savings for more details. Savings on selected vans and pickups ordered by the 31st of March 2026. UK residents, see toyota.co.uk for full details. T's and C's apply.
Right, who's all in for Cancer Research UK's Race for Life? Sunday Leaguers, dog lovers, bait clubbers, banger dancers, baby ravers, potters. Whether you walk it, jog it or run it, go all in against cancer. All in to help fund life-saving research. Sign up to your local 3K, 5K, 10K or Pretty Muddy event from just $14.99. Search Race for Life. Prices vary by event distance and participant age.
So, what's on your to-do list today? Why don't you check if you're eligible for pension credit? It tops up your pension income and also opens up help with heating bills, council tax and more. Search pension credit on gov.uk or call 0800 991234. There's nothing to lose. Check today. Pension credit. Credit where credit's due. Eligibility criteria apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
This guy is sick. There's something wrong with this guy.
Here's a person in Manchester called Sam. Sam.
Hi, Nick. You all right?
Yes, good, thanks.
Yes, I spoke to you, I think, last week about the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, the Bend of Hormuz, yeah.
The Bend of Hormuz, yes, yeah. So anyway, in the last hour, Trump, obviously, who's off his rocker...
obviously, yes.
..said, we're winding down the war... And he's gonna. And he said that he wants. He'll leave the problem basically to other nations to deal with. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I broke it. You fix it. Yeah. You're
Congress,
speechless.
Is everyone asleep in America?
Not at the moment, I wouldn't think. It's relatively early in America at the moment. It's like 6 hours behind, aren't they? Like, so it'd be about maybe five, between five and two.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, America, wake up.
Wake up. No, but he's, in the last sort of hour, he said, winding down the war, which is obviously he said he was going to finish it. Hmm. And now he said, we will help you if you want, you'll have to deal with it,
yeah.
Basically.
He's just going to declare victory, give himself a medal for bravery, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he'll tell everybody that, you know, prices are down and petrol is so cheap we're practically giving it away.
Yeah,
which is going to be the opposite of what people in America are seeing with their own eyeballs. But, you know, they've been persuaded not to trust the evidence of their eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a press conference with the Japanese Prime Minister. I'm not sure if you've seen that.
Yes.
That was absolutely... Oh, my God. So the Japanese Prime Minister was there, and one of the Japanese journalists said to Trump, he said... Well, you went into this war. You didn't tell anybody what was going on or what you were doing.
Yeah.
And he said, I like to surprise people.
Surprise!
And then he said, oh, well, you know about surprises.
Yeah.
Do you remember Pearl Harbor?
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And you should have seen the face of the Japanese Prime Minister.
Right.
Basically mocking Pearl Harbor.
Well, yeah.
Making fun of it, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
In much the same way he did to the German Chancellor when...
So, it's obviously...
I know. Words fail you and me both, yes.
Yeah, when are the midterms in America?
November. But they're not going to have them. He's going to cancel the midterms. I'm telling you right now, he's going to declare a state of emergency. At the most, he'll declare a state of emergency and he'll cancel all the elections. That's on my bingo card. Or, at the very least, he's going to push through this SAVE Act so that anybody who's had their name changed since they were born, i.e. all married women...
Yeah.
will not be able to vote unless they can somehow find their birth certificate and their marriage certificate and present it in a timely manner at their local polling station.
Yeah.
And you also need ID, and it'll be and I don't think a driving license is going to work. I think it had to be a passport, and half of America doesn't have a passport. So he's basically trying to cancel the election either directly or indirectly by making it very, very difficult for people to vote. He's also going to put his ICE station, ICE goons outside voting booths, polling stations, and he's going to have them slam people, you know, randomly to the ground and maybe shoot a couple, you know, if they feel like it.
Yeah.
And by that method, people won't want to go out and vote. And so the election has been decided before the first vote has been cast. He won.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, I was reading about that, apparently about four, I don't know if this is since January, but about 46 people have died who've been detained by ICE agents.
Right.
Yeah, and but many more disappeared, never to be seen again. Yeah.
And that's on top of the number that have, that have disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like as literally like a South American dictator, they've been disappeared. Yeah. I mean, is anybody talking about that guy from Venezuela, Maduro? I mean, we've completely forgotten about that. With any other president, they would be the only topic of conversation for the entire 12 months of this year, and it took like 3 days for people to shrug their shoulders and go, "Oh, what else have you got?"
Is he not? He wants Cuba next, doesn't he?
Yeah, he wants Cuba. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Another place to strike off your holiday list. All right, thanks a lot, sir. Cheer up, mate. It might never happen. Oh no, that's right. It already has. Susan in Glasgow says, "It's my birthday today. I'm 78 years old. So do I get the longer happy birthday tune, please?" Yes, you do. She says, "P.S. AC/DC are back at River Plate on Tuesday night." Are they really?
Rock and roll!
Wow. Now, I've said this many times before, but if you have not seen that video of AC/DC at River Plate, it is one of the most extraordinary things you'll ever see in your life. The entire crowd, it must be 100,000 people, bounce up and down like crazy things. And I don't mean a few of them do. All of them do. To these ancient old geezers who look like they're being held together with hair gel and sticky tape. And they make this crowd of, teens and 20-somethings just go berserk. So I don't know. I mean, they looked pretty bad then. What on earth do they look like now? AC/DC. But they done off make a good noise. Let's see now. Somerset. Hello, John. Oh, John. Too late. Let's have Stockholm. Andrew.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, Andrew.
I enjoy your show very much. I enjoy that you have such a diversity of views.
Thanks.
And I was listening to your discussion about, let us say, the European or British approach to the Iran conflict that has broken out. And I have two points.
Couple.
So the first one is what I would call the Churchill inversion, like when Trump criticized Keir Starmer for being no Churchill. Well, he was no Roosevelt.
Correct.
He was no Bush, even. He was no Obama.
No Bush. No,
absolutely.
Right? Not even George W.
Not even Bush 1 or 2, indeed. It was such a hollow criticism. So I found that very dark. And it showed how the special relationship no longer exists.
Oh, please, if I hear that phrase one more time,
indeed.
I'm not even British, but I'm
just saying it as an observation.
Okay.
And then my second point is what I would call the strategic credibility gap.
So I love that you're giving your points titles. You're not just telling me what your point is, you're giving it a title and then maybe a précis before you actually give me your point, and then you can summarize your point at the end.
Yes, my second point, the strategic credibility one,
point two,
is that Europe has a need to maintain freedom of navigation through what you call the gap of Hormuz,
the bent of Hormuz,
the bent of Hormuz, indeed, because it is a little bent.
It is bent.
And it is in all of our strategic interests to maintain that.
Yeah,
and what Keir Starmer did, when he initially refused to be a belligerent in the war, but agreed to engage in defensive.
Yeah. He said no-ish, is what he said. He said no-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no-ish.
So, I mean, he's a bit of a lawyer, but I'm a lawyer myself, so I can kind of understand where he's coming from.
Right.
From an international law perspective, that maintains the position that you are not a belligerent,
Yeah, but it's not ain't going to make no never mind to Iran.
Yeah.
And the audience.
In the long term, that it's in British strategic interests and European interests as well.
Well, it's in our strategic interest to try to clean up the mess that Donald Trump has made.
Indeed, it
would be more in our interest for him not to have made that mess in the first place. But, you know, here we are. All right, thanks a lot, Andrew, for points numbers 1 and particularly 2. Appreciate it. 0345-6060-973. I want to talk about Fagash and Cameo. I want to talk about Norwich. Have you seen Norwich? Some people love it, and some people absolutely can't stand it. And they are the very same people who hold both opinions in their heads at the same time. Can you believe that?
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. President Trump says the White House and the United States is considering winding down its war with Iran. He's been writing online saying we are getting very close to meeting our objectives. His comments have come just hours after reports the U.S. was deploying thousands of additional Marines and sailors to the Middle East around 3 weeks ahead of schedule. Speaking this evening, though, the president has claimed the war against Tehran is won.
We've defeated the enemy, and they are an enemy. They're a sick group of people. The leadership is gone, the Navy is gone, the Air Force is gone, the anti-aircraft equipment that they have, the radar they have, is all gone. Everything's gone.
A 34-year-old Iranian man's been arrested on the suspicion of trying to get into the Faslane naval base. It's understood he and a 31-year-old woman asked to enter the home of Britain's nuclear submarines last night. They were refused permission and then detained. The rate of the meningitis spread in Kent has fallen, despite the number of confirmed and suspected cases rising to 29. Health officials say there is a possibility of sporadic infections outside the area as a result of students going home for Easter. The outbreak's been linked to the club chemistry venue in Canterbury. Its owner, Louise Jones-Roberts, has been telling LBC she's been assured she did nothing wrong.
HSA has made it clear that meningitis B passes from person to person through close and prolonged contact between people, such as living in the same households or intimate contact, such as kissing or sharing drinks or vapes. Social settings can provide an opportunity for the bacteria to spread. The fact that this happened at club chemistry is an unhappy coincidence.
A judge has told a volunteer Metropolitan Police officer who sexually assaulted a child he abused the most intimate trust of his victims. James Bubb, who's from Buckinghamshire and now identifies as a woman, attacked the girl a number of times between the ages of 12 and 18. He was also found guilty of raping a woman and jailed for 24 years. In sport and in the Championship, Preston have beaten Stoke 3-1 to avoid 5 defeats in a row in the league. North End have now ended a run of 7 matches without a win, climbing to 12th place in the table. LBC weather mostly cloudy with some patchy mist and fog for the majority of the UK overnight. There'll be cloud and light rain moving across the northwest of Scotland. We'll see a low of around 2 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
This is absolute tosh.
It blows my mind, Nick. It really it does my nuts in.
Yes, mine too. 0345-6060-973. Amy says, apparently hair piece... Hairpiece.
I don't wear a toupee.
Hairpiece says he wants $200 billion to fund the Iran excursion so that the US can stay tippy-top. Since it is for such a good cause, why don't we have a quick whip round among listeners? Please don't give generously, says Amy. 0345-6060-973. Let's have Plymouth. Hello, Mark.
Hi. All right, Nick?
Yes, good, thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Cuba and what sponge blob wide pants is going to do next. I mean, he's just... his comments are quite staggering.
I'm just trying to get over sponge blob wide pants. I'm going to have to write that down.
Sponge blob.
Sponge blob...
wide pants, yeah.
Wide pants.
You like that? I thought you'd like that one.
Yes,
yeah.
That's very good. That's going in the next book.
it's just his comments. I mean, he's just like, he's talking about a country and saying, oh, I haven't decided what I want to do with it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shocking what's going on at the moment. I used to ring in and talk to you and say nothing surprised me with Trump, but he has surprised me again.
This time around, particular iteration is quite alarming, yeah.
I know somebody who used to travel with Cuba business, you know, and they said it's horrendous. They're paying $30 for 1 gallon of oil, petrol over there at the moment. Yeah. Violence is starting to creep in.
Yeah,
people are running out of food. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Trump could easily, you know, get oil to them. And they've struggled since COVID, and now this has come along, and it's dire straits. It's the worst it's been in 67 years, apparently.
Well, there's 3 million people going to die this year because USAID, as they insist on calling it, has been put through the wood chipper by Elon Musk.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what I feel like I'm going to be a prepper if this carries on. I'm going to go into the, because you won't get this island I keep going on about. So I'm going to go into the woods and be a prepper. I've got some baked beans, but I'm going to have to go a bit higher than that.
All right. Well, I'll see you at the battlements. we should organise a special knock on the door of the of the moat, so you know it's me.
I'm considering it. I really am.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, the best of luck. Canned goods, lots of them. 0345 6060 973. Paul says, in reference to something that happened on my Sunday show last, he says, very interesting conversation between you and the professor on Sunday night. I particularly loved the part when, after talking about eating grasshoppers and crickets, you asked whether this food could be classed as ultra-processed, and he replied that you'd just opened a can of worms. Yeah, well, we might have to get used to it. We'll be eating fake meat, as in meat grown in a laboratory, and perhaps insects as well, all mashed up so that you can't tell what it is that you're eating. All mashed up and stuck in probably a sausage. Mm-mm. That's my bet. Because, you know, we've got plenty of insects, and there's precious few people who are eating them. Probably for a very good reason, you know. I think birds must have no sense of taste. Can you imagine what it must be like waking up every day and, oh, God, we've got to eat this stuff again. Bristol. Hello, Tiago.
Oh, hi, Nick. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
I just thought talk about something else but Iran. I just, you know, it's dominating the headlines so much. And I realized that you haven't said anything about the changes to the banknotes, the animals versus Winston Churchill and all that. Yeah. I just wanted your take on that.
I couldn't care less.
That's brilliant.
Nobody takes money out of the house anymore. I can't remember the last time I took any money out of the house. And we should, because we're going to miss it when it's gone. It's just another movement into being totally controlled and surveilled at all times. But it's just so easy doing the boop and go. Boop. Easy.
I know, right? but there's a thing, like, what I find interesting is that if there wasn't a war and the price of oil going through the roof, that kind of thing would have easily fed at least 2 news cycles and someone find a reason to blame Stam, even though it's nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
And then somehow, perhaps we have a sense of priority be changed, isn't it, when, like, World War III is actually happening.
Yes, that's right. It tends to go to the top of the news list, World War III, as opposed to whatever is on a banknote that almost no one is going to be fingering anytime soon. We just don't use money anymore.
So you wouldn't be inclined to give your opinion on what animals should feature?
They could put a unicorn on there. I just could not care less. They could put a bumblebee on there, or a duck-billed platypus. It could be anything at all. Not remotely interested.
Fair enough. Let's move on then. I was just also wondering,
we haven't spoken at all about the IDs anymore. Have we? Is that happening? The digital ID, is it not? Like, what's going on about that?
I don't know how that was left. I know that some people were upset about it, but it seems a bit strange to be upset about carrying an ID card that has about a thousandth of the amount of information that you leave on your phone that you carry with you.
I know that everything that I've called before, and I used to be quite strong in support of it. And a point of comparison I was using a lot was the fact that Brazil has rolled it out several years ago. And I just spent 30 days there, and it was genuinely life-changing. I was able to update all my paperwork that, you know, I've been living away for 20 years from a variety of places across the country, in a country that has very fragmented infrastructure. And all because of a centralized ID system, I didn't have to carry any proof of address, nothing. Like, it was just so easy to be me and prove who I am. So it kind of reinforced the kind of like, oh, it is a good thing. But then while I was there thinking about it, I realized that infrastructure is run as a public service with third-party contractors that provide maybe expertise in there, but nothing is on the hands of a single Palantir-like company. And then it made me realize that I now understand why in the UK people are being hostile to it. Because here we have the habit of just giving those things to one single contractor who can just cannibalize all the information.
Well, I think that perhaps you need to be more concerned than you actually are. Just because all of that information is not available to one single contractor does not mean to say that single contractors can acquire all of that information. And because there's just so much information about us that we leave a trail of information behind us at all times. You don't know where you were on August the 22nd last year at 7 in the evening, do you?
It was your birthday, by any chance.
It was my birthday, yeah. But you don't. You don't know where you were, but your phone does. Your phone knows where you were. It knows how fast you were going to get there. It knows who you met when you got there. It knows what you drank. It knows what you ate. It knows the building in which you drank and ate it. And it knows about what method of transport that you took to get back to where you came from.
More often than not, we ask the volunteers the information for exchange of like a measly voucher for a company
as well. And you add that to all of the information that you've dropped behind you by using supermarket loyalty cards, and somebody with evil intent has more information about you than you know about you, and they can directly target adverts to get you to do pretty much anything they want, including to vote for the political party that they want, to buy a piece of tat that you didn't know you wanted, and to send a price for that tat that is different from somebody else who they have a different set of information on. They know how much you earn. They can make a pretty good guess as to your waist size, Tiago.
Now, we maximized ways to be exploited, and we gave that information willingly.
Yes, for a small convenience. We will give up anything for a small convenience.
Just before my time runs out, I wanted that perhaps in addition to the bingo card. Do you know how Obama has, you know, the killing of Osama bin Laden as the kind of video moment that will last forever?
Yeah.
Trump, I think, will want to top that. So I think he will do a live stream of a military briefing on attack, trying to spin kind of like, oh, this is the hit that will finish the war. I just can see it happening because the way they've been gamifying and making music videos of this, a live stream of a military briefing, it's, for me, just imminent.
All right. Well, there's something else to look forward to. With trepidation. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Tiago. We're upset enough as it is. Keith in Poland says, here's one for your bingo card. With the American national debt now approaching $39 trillion, he has indicated that he will attempt to clear the debt with crypto or crypto or simply default on the debt altogether, says Keith. Absolutely not. It's just going to make it go away. Right. He's going to pay it off with magic beans. That's a great idea, Donnie. Robert in the New Forest says, according to the commission working on the 250th USA birthday commemorative coin, with an image of Trump looking very bigly tough on it, size matters to the president. They've suggested starting at 2 inches. Suggested starting what at 2 inches? Am I being dense?
Yes.
Rude. Let's see now. Bath. Hello, Vanessa.
Bonsoir, monsieur. Oh. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, merci.
Merci. Ça va.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, right, a few things. First of all, Finland. Yeah. But I'd like to go, if you could have a bit of patience with me, because I've just lost 2 back teeth on my lower...
You lost them?
They broke off.
They broke off? How did you break your 2 back teeth off? No, that's
I'm
a question.
Old.
Yeah, but how did you break them off?
I don't know, probably the wine.
You broke your teeth on wine?
Maybe too many years.
Right.
It's after Mary Whitehouse. We can talk about wine at least, can't we?
I don't think Mary Whitehouse had a problem with wine.
Okay. Finland.
Yeah.
They have 3 million in their country, and we have 60 million. Yeah, they're saying on the radio, because I don't watch the TVs, that they're the happiest country.
The happiest country in the world. They got HAPP winus up to their eyeballs in Finland.
I don't see why, because they have dark nights, don't they, and dark mornings.
Yeah. Well, they get to have hot Finnish relations with each other, so there's that.
I mean, you don't have those saunas.
They probably do. Yeah, who knows what they get up to in those. Yeah.
Anyway, what I really wanted to do was on any other business, if I can, quickly.
Any other business?
Do you like rum punch?
It depends what's in it.
We call it in the summer a swizzle, and you have a straw with it at our local cafe.
Right.
And you get little bits of food with it. It's Italian.
Yeah, I would cut back on all of that, Vanessa, for the sake of your teeth.
Oh, yeah. But this leads on to my next...
Topic,
yeah. Which is, if you're on an ocean liner, do you remember the Costa Concordia?
Vaguely.
Yeah, where the captain got put in prison. I don't know if he's still in prison.
Right, it's nothing to do with me.
No, but they call them cruise ships now. They don't call them ocean liners, do they?
It depends whether it's a cruise ship or an ocean liner.
Is there a difference?
I believe that there is, yeah.
Oh, well, if Rajiv had a fish and chip shop and we met in the queue and you'd won a trip on an ocean liner and you had one night on a desert island with Carly Simon...
Yes.
I don't know quite where this is going. No,
me, that, you and me both, Vanessa. did you get your teeth removed by a dentist or did they just fall out your face?
Still there. They just fell out.
They just fell out of your face.
Anyway, Trump, why couldn't we have got Obama or Clinton or someone like that? They were so nice.
Obacarama. Back when the world made sense, yes. Well, if I were you, Vanessa, I'd hot foot it straight down to the dentist because they probably have a lot of excellent drugs that may improve your outlook.
Prescription ones. As for Kemi Badenoch.
Yeah.
I'd know what her favourite song would be.
I hesitate to ask.
Make the Rocking World Go Round.
Right. Okay, well, it's, the loss of many of your molars has not appeared to affect you in any way, Vanessa, assuming that you're always like this. I wish you all the best with your dental hygiene. I recommend interdentals, but it's probably a bit too late for that, given that you ain't got no teeth no more. 0345 6060 973, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10, Nick Abbott, LBC.
LBC.
So,
What's on your to-do list today? Why don't you check if you're eligible for pension credit? It tops up your pension income and also opens up help with heating bills, council tax, and more. Search pension credit on gov.uk or call 0800 99 1234. There's nothing to lose. Check today. Pension credit. Credit where credit's due. Eligibility criteria apply.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. GlobalAcademy.com.
What's the best present you ever got for your birthday? I bet it wasn't as life-changing as £1 million. Every week with the birthday draw, there's £1 million to be won. And you can enter from as little as £1, or via post. Enter by midnight on Sunday, and your special day could win you £1 million. Visit thebirthdaydraw.com. Is it your lucky day? From Global and ITV. 18 plus, UK only, no purchase necessary.
A Thameslink train is a place where you can have more me time. A chance to recharge yourself and your phone. To stretch out, sit back, and when you hear "all change, please," you'll know you already have. Go with your flow with great deals at thameslinkrailway.com. Terms apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Sam says, Starmer should not be getting a free pass on this. American bombers are loading bombs and refueling on our soil to go and kill civilians. Are we supposed to believe Donnie if we are told that they are for defensive purposes? Well, essentially, we are defending ourselves now. Because Trumple Thinskin has dragged us into this, whether we like it or not. Now, our prices are going to go through the roof. It's going to be very, very difficult to get by. From, you know, perhaps now until the end of time. The end of time, which is, you know, any moment now. So we, you know, even if we do start attacking, we would still be defending ourselves from this economic war that we've been dragged into. What is really weird is that we would be doing so on the side of somebody who has also declared an economic war on us. What a way to run a country, eh?
Dreadful.
Matt in Sidcup says, atrocious POTUS will have a strategy. There is always a strategy. I'm sure he will tell us what it is.
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
East Kilbride. Hello, Tony.
That's me. Hi, Nick. Are you all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Just before I get to the point, did you just say me either to the last caller?
I don't know, did I?
Or was that a slip of the tongue?
Me either. Yeah, what's wrong with that? English? Don't you speak English, Tony?
It's me neither.
Well, it's you neither. It's me either.
No, I'm not having that. What about people who say, I could care less?
Yeah, I could care less.
No, you couldn't care less.
No, I could care less.
No, you could. No, you couldn't.
I could.
If you could care less, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right, anyway, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be dragging us down a path where it's the Blackadder. Why did the First World War start?
I never saw Blackadder, so what was the answer to that?
Well, basically, it was too much trouble not to have a world war.
Right.
Everything was moving in one direction, so instead of not doing it, we might as well do it. And that's why a lot of people ended up dying.
And that was Blackadder?
Who was Blackadder? Rowan Atkinson?
No, I said, and that was Blackadder. I was expecting it to be funny.
Well, it did, because, well, I could give you the whole speech.
No, thanks.
From start to finish.
No, that's okay. Time's ticking on, you know.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of very, very important things to do over here.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's get to the point. Donald Trump, the only reason we're involved in this now is because Donald Trump's name is all over the Epstein files. We might not like it, but the way we can get Donald Trump to back away from everything, and that includes Cuba and Mexico, remember that, and Venezuela, remember that.
Canada.
Canada.
Greenland.
And Greenland.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, wherever
else
next,
on Earth. Yes.
Yeah, when he throws a dart into a map, is give him a prize. Give him an award. Say he was the best ever. We might not like it, say he was the best ever visitor to Epstein Island. There you go. There's a little trophy for you.
Yeah, I don't think there's any evidence. That he went to Epstein's Island.
I never said he did. But let's give him an award.
An award anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? That's what he likes. I mean, he's made the mockery of that FIFA Peace Prize, hasn't he?
he's made a mockery of the FIFA Peace Prize. Yeah, I think that FIFA Peace Prize was mockeried on arrival. And that is a word, by the way.
It's not worth the molybdenum it's made out of, I tell you that now, after what he's done since then.
You're quite right.
Yeah, but... You know, let's just treat him like the child he is and just have a never-ending parade of awards up to his front door and distract him and stop him dragging us down a path to oblivion.
Okay, that's a good plan. Excellent work. You enact it, Tony, and I'll be your backup. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Sam says, Starmer... Oh, no, that's the free pass for killing civilians. Yeah, I don't think we've got a choice now. Have we? Because it's going to happen to us whether we like it or not. So it's in our interest now to get the shipping moving as quickly as possible. Otherwise, we'll be screwed. Like the information that I gave out some moments ago said that we are most exposed of all the countries in Europe. Exposed we are.
Disgusting.
I can't believe that. And not in a good way. Lawrence says... Trump asks, can you guys send ships to police the Strait of Hormuz? It's just my voters won't be happy about the loss of US Navy lives, but they won't be bothered about your guys. Yeah, that's exactly right. Precisely. And to the point. Newcastle. Hello, Chandra.
Very good evening, Nick.
Yes, sir.
You're on good form tonight.
Thanks.
Fantastic. I have two important points. One on... the most patriotic patriot in Britain, Nigel the garbage man Farage.
Yeah.
And the second is Donald the man-child man Trump. I don't know if you've come across this investigation by a magazine called The New World.
Mm-hmm.
They've carried out a relatively thorough investigation into how many times GB News is breaking Ofcom rules.
Yeah.
And how many of GB News shows, and how partial they are, how partial every one of their shows is towards Reform Party.
Right. Well, I don't know anything about that. I'm maybe alone in this, but I've never actually seen that TV station, and I don't really want to get into a big thing about Ofcom for obvious reasons.
It's the best comedy show.
But I do believe that it doesn't really matter one way or the other, because the only people that are going to watch that channel are those that have already signed up to the cult.
Well, yes, but the wider point is that Alan Rathberger, who wrote quite a lengthy article on their investigation, says that Ofcom wasn't interested in their investigation because there were no complaints from the viewers.
Now, like I said, their viewers have already signed up to the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah, so more of us must watch GB News and call Ofcom. Right.
Well,
and say,
as I said before,
GB News
you won't be surprised that I don't want to get into a long conversation about Ofcom.
Yeah, okay. Well, in which case, I'll suspend that discussion.
All right.
The second thing... No, I'm not done yet.
I have a thought about that, but carry on for the moment.
Thank you. I panicked for a moment there. You know, Donald Trump has been saying for the last couple of days that he has been expressing his anger against NATO.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to have forgotten that United States is NATO, or United States is part of NATO.
Right.
And the only reason why Donald Trump seems to have memory issues and acting like a complete lunatic, probably, if that's, I'm allowed to say that.
I think so.
Is because I have a theory that he went for a swim in Thames water and... you know, some of these infected waters have gotten into his head.
Yeah.
And that's
that's really the reason why he's acting funny.
Well, maybe he got that, he caught JFK Jr.'s brain worm.
Yes, yeah. I mean, both could have happened. Both things could be true at once. So that's my thingy. I would strongly recommend your listeners to have a look at this article by The News World.
Yeah.
It's an online magazine, and I mean, I've got nothing to do with them. I'm not selling them.
Sounds very much like you're selling them to me.
No, it's about impartiality
Impartiality of the media. Okay, well, then somebody should look at all of our newspapers for a start and then get back to me. Yeah. All right, excellent work. Thanks a lot, Chandra. Keep your eyes peeled. 0345-6060-973. You can text 84850, email nick@lbc.co.uk. If you are on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. Hey, by the way, me and Carol, we are back.
Oh, right, yeah.
We are back. Me and Carol McGiffin. We do a podcast called, it's a highly popular, I think you'll love it. It's called What's Your Problem with Nick and Carol, in which Carol McGiffin and I try to solve people's problems while laughing our faces off. Now, if you want us to solve your problem, then you must send it to the following address, nickandcarol@global.com, nickandcarol@global.com, and prepare to be totally satisfied. When I say we're back, we have actually recorded our first two shows to return after a long layoff, and the first one is out on Monday. They will be coming out on Mondays and Thursdays from this moment on. And I do believe that if you just can't stand, you know, it anymore, all of this stuff that's swirling around us, if you've just had it up to here, then it will be right up your alley. Because one thing that we don't do almost at all is anything to do with the news. So if you wish to be amused, then there's over 300 episodes up there to enjoy, and the first of the new slew of them is coming out on Monday. You can find it on Global Player and the podcast app of your choice. What's Your Problem with Nick and Carol, back on Monday. It's just past 11:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
Donald Trump says the United States is considering winding down its war with Iran. His comments have come after reports the US was deploying thousands of additional Marines and sailors to the Middle East around 3 weeks ahead of schedule. A 34-year-old Iranian man's been arrested on the suspicion of trying to get into the Faslane naval base. It's understood he and a 31-year-old woman asked to enter the home of Britain's nuclear submarines and were then detained. And the rate of meningitis spread in Kent has fallen, despite the number of confirmed and suspected cases rising to 29. Health officials say there's a possibility of sporadic infections outside the area as a result of students going home for Easter. LBC weather mostly cloudy with some patchy mist and fog for much of the country overnight. There'll be cloud and light rain in northwest Scotland and a low of around 2 degrees.
This is LBC.
Hi, I'm looking for a pair of jeans.
Right. Low slung, slouchy, wide leg, bower leg, curved leg, flared, straight or skinny?
Blue?
Fashion. It's hard to keep on top of. Other things, like the upcoming changes to renting, are a bit easier. As a landlord, you will need to get on top of these important changes. They will affect how you manage your tenancies. Act now. Read the guidance at gov.uk/renting-is-changing.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Life feels better with a smile. Banning Dental Group Clinics. Modern, comfortable and affordable dentistry for all. See online for our price match promise. Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling, keep on smiling, and the whole
banningdental.co.uk.
And now your travel news. It's starting to look a bit congested on the A4872 southbound. We're hearing reports people are slowing down to look at the Volkswagen Transporter sales event. Apparently you can get £1,500 off any new Transporter. That's any variant, any trim, and any colour until the 31st of March. Now that's a deal worth queuing for. Search VW Transporter offers. UK retail customers, 18 plus. Discount applies to price of all new Transporters ordered by 31st of March and delivered by 30th of June.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Shut up.
0345-6060-973. Bath. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Do you know, I was listening to Donald Trump earlier on. I call him Fat Boy Dim.
Oh.
Don't be rude.
But he called us all cowards.
Yeah.
And it's, this is a draft dodger, but we're cowards, apparently.
Mm.
And it just makes me laugh. You know all of these Trumpists in our country that say what we need is somebody like him to run our country.
As a dictator, only then will we be truly free. Yeah, those people.
Yeah, and let's wait for the electricity and gas bills to start flying up and see whether they're going to be so pleased.
Well, they'll just blame it on Keir Starmer.
Yeah, of course they will. Of course they will. You know, I have a dilemma here. Look what happened to me just now, right?
What?
I ordered a takeaway from my son.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And,
Did you say you ordered a takeaway from your son?
For your son.
Okay.
For my son. Right. Anyway, the guy knocked on the door, gave it to me, right? And it was torn open. And then the door knocked again. And he gave us the wrong takeaway.
Oh.
Right? So he then gave the one we were supposed to have, and then he looked at the package that was already open, and he said, "That's really not fair." and I said to him, "What do you mean? I didn't know, and my son didn't know what was in there." And he went away in a huff.
Well, how long a period elapsed between him delivering it and realizing his mistake and coming back?
It was about like 5-10 seconds, but already it was already open by that point. No one touched it, but it was ripped open. He didn't like the fact it was ripped open.
Right.
And then he went away in a huff, and I said to him, "It's not our fault. You just brought it over. I didn't know what was inside it, what he ordered. I just paid for it."
Yeah. And then you were like some sort of ravenous gannet, then you ripped into it almost the moment that he put it into your hands, crying out loud.
I didn't, honestly, I didn't. But I just felt really guilty. He went away really upset.
Well, how much did you tip him?
He left so quick I didn't have a chance.
Oh, my God.
I know, but listen, this is... I'm not used to modern technology in the world today. I'm used to this.
Oh, come off it. That is a pathetic excuse. Somebody was decent enough to bring a pizza over to your place. You didn't tip him anything at all.
Well, no, because he came and had a go at me for opening something that I didn't even know what was supposed to be
open. Charade you are. You weren't going to tip him anyway, were you?
What? He didn't give me a chance, to be honest. I had 20 quid in my hand. Mm-hmm. He didn't give me a chance.
Yeah.
He didn't give me a chance. He just went off and he said, "That's not fair."
Right.
And that threw me.
Yeah, but there was a period between him giving you what he thought was your food and you thought was your food and then him coming back. And in that intervening period, you should have been tipping him.
I know, I'm a naughty boy back in my box. But I would ask you as well, do you know you had a couple of people ringing from Bath?
Yeah.
My hometown.
Right.
I don't know who these people are that have no teeth, that are wandering around, because I've not seen any of them. You need to ask them some questions, like what's their favourite boozer or something, because I can tell you my favourite boozer in the high street of Walcott Street.
Right.
I'm starting to think they may not be real people.
Well, I'm starting to think that maybe you've given up a little bit too much information about yourself, and now they'll be able to track you down.
Could I just say as well, do you know you're talking about Karen McGiffin and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you thought about trying to type yourselves into ChatGPT to see if they can do a program?
You mean if we can just sit there with our feet up smoking a cigar and artificial intelligence can make up our podcast?
I don't think it'd be good, but it'd be interesting to see like how Android-like it is. Yes, that's really funny. But...
I wouldn't, if I were you, I would not order food from that place again, because bloke is still working there, and he probably will be the next time you order something up, then he will remember you, and he will remember you.
I've rang up, and I've offered to pay again. But getting a takeaway, when did it become so problematic?
When we couldn't be bothered to go and get it ourselves.
I know, but I don't even eat the bloody thing. It was for my child.
Right, well, why couldn't your blooming child go out, put his hat, coat, scarf and gloves on and go out to get his own blooming food?
I don't know.
How old is your child? 53?
He's 20.
20?
I don't know.
20?
I didn't say I had all the answers.
Oh, my 20 years old.
I've got four of them as well, but it's like, you know, anyway.
I blame the parents.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I need to be given a good lashing.
Yes, you do. Thank you, sir. May you have another. All right.
I'll have another one as well, in the film It.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, John. You've been on your worst behaviour. You believe that? Kind of odd that only some people get tips. Some jobs get tips, others, which seem very, very similar, don't. Like, the person who brings the pizza over, he or she, sexist, gets a tip. The person who brings a package from Amazon, for instance, gets no tip. Why? I mean, the person that brings your pizza oven, struggling with it up your driveway, no tip. The person who brings just the pizza, they get a tip. Unless it's over at, John's place, who we've just been talking to. And in which case, they get nothing. And they'll probably be adding to his order the next time he calls them up for some food. I bet. But it is a bit weird. I mean, some things you do tip, and others you don't. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. Like, if somebody does your hair, for instance, then you tip them. If somebody... what's similar to that? Leave it with me, and I'll think that through. I should have thought it through before starting on it, shouldn't I? Oh, well. That ship sailed and sunk. Taunton. Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You sound really chipper this evening.
Yes, like, I don't know, what sounds chipper?
What
sounds chipper?
You sound chipper.
Oh, I do. Right, okay. I knew it was something. Yeah.
I think, do you know, I can't remember who this was, but someone mentioned that Starmer looks like a man that's almost constantly on the verge of tears every time he's on television.
Well, maybe he's seen the polling.
But he didn't look like that before the general election. That's true. In the run-up to the general election, he always looked quite happy. But these days, he always looks like he's on the verge of tears.
Or he looks sort of like slightly stunned, as though he's been hit in the back of the head with a frying pan.
Yeah. Or kicked in the head by a horse.
No. Come off it. No one's ever been kicked in the head by a horse.
And I reckon, I've started to think, you know, because you know the way Trump keeps having a go at...
Where's he gone?
I'm still here.
Oh,
can
there
you hear
are.
Me, right?
Yes.
Trump keeps having a go at him, right? He isn't having a go at other leaders particularly.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he does. It's just not... we're less interested in that. So, you know, if he has a go at the German Chancellor, which he did... by saying that, D-Day was a very, very bad day for Germany. You must hate that day because, that's the day commemorating you losing.
and the Japanese Prime Minister as well recently, and he's had a go at Macron as well. But I think, though, that his whole motivation for the Iran war, because nobody seems to understand it, least of all him. But I reckon he says to Melania every night, he says, I'll make him cry eventually. If it's the last thing I do, I'll make Starmer cry. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah, I very much doubt they ever communicate face-to-face, probably over social media. Your husband doesn't want to talk to you, Melania.
I don't care.
She's not that bothered.
I must correct you, by the way.
Yeah.
About a technological matter you mentioned earlier.
Go on.
You were talking about phones. mobile phones.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said, you know, that they can track you and they know any... Well, you know, your phone can tell you where you were, or yeah, people can tell from your phone, mm-hmm, even if it was, you know, 5 years ago or whatever.
Right.
There is one exception to that rule, however.
Go on.
Pizza Express in Woking.
Oh, yeah, well, that is the black hole of communication information, yeah.
That's right. Now, I've got a few other nicknames, Trump nicknames.
Okay, let's see if I have any of these.
I don't think you have, and I wish I could say they were mine.
Right.
But unfortunately, I'm just not...
How many are there?
Only about three.
Three, right. You show me yours and I'll show you mine.
Needy, as in a needy person. Right. Needy Armin.
Right, I've got idiot Armin.
Okay, this is a good one, I think, for the Tarantino fans. Mango Unchained.
Okay. All right, that gets written down. Mango Unchained. That's funny. Yeah, I've got Beelzeblob.
Oh, I like that one. And yeah, also, I was still laughing earlier from, what was it, SpongeBob White Pants.
SpongeBob White Pants, yeah.
That was genius.
That is funny.
And here's one for the people who like their cookery programs. No, first of all, Schmuck à l'orange.
Schmuck à l'orange. Right.
Yeah, and there's another one, which is Dick à l'orange.
I'm going to go with the first.
You're going to go with the first.
L'orange, yeah. I've got Captain Fat Sparrow. There's a lot that are weight-related. King Con.
Yeah.
Lord of the Files. I'll leave you with that one.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Donnie, yeah. All right, good work. Thanks a lot. Oh, there's more?
Yeah, well, one last thing, right?
And finally.
I had a serious point I was going to make tonight, right? But I'm sure you don't ever read tabloid newspapers, and I don't. But when I'm in the supermarket, I always look at the front pages of the tabloids.
Mm.
And it just shows what a state this country's in at the moment, that the only good news that they seem to report is they keep harping on about which horrible murderer or whatever has just been killed in prison.
Yeah.
And it's just so depressing that that's the only thing they seem to go on about. And I've got a solution, and because I was thinking about quokkas.
Oh, you know, those cute little animals. If you ignore their rat tails, they're just the cutest little thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. They're beautiful and they're funny and all the rest of it.
Mm.
And if I was ever going to take a newspaper that was a tabloid, it would be the Daily Mirror. I could just about countenance that. And like they could take a page out of the Sun newspaper by resurrecting page three. But it would be a page three quokka. So you have all the crap news on the front of the newspaper, and then you turn to page three every day, and you're cheered up by the quokka.
Yeah, a little amusement just inside the front page. That's a good idea.
I think it is.
All right, I'll see you at the newsstand. Thanks a lot, John. 0345 6060 973.
Hey, smart speaker. Play LBC.
Good morning, I'm Nick Ferrari. It's time to get to your calls.
First time caller. A little bit nervous.
Thanks for taking my call.
There is no question. Ending the war is the quickest way to reduce the cost of living. That is my first priority.
Hear every side of the story.
I would not be surprised if they put troops on the ground.
Really, really sad what we've become as a country. Basically, an example of how our country is just in decline.
Dharma is going to have to get involved, but in a very limited way, because I think we are quite exposed.
I'm at the petrol station and it's just cost me nearly £100 to fill up half.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. LBC, leading Britain's conversation.
Pain in my hip. I keep feeling dizzy. I'm getting migraines more often.
There's another way to contact your GP practice, by simply sending your symptoms and requests through their website or the NHS app. We're delivering an NHS fit for the future. Tap it, type it, and we'll take care of it.
Julia, how do you spell vertebrae?
Oh, just type pain in the neck.
Go
all Irish to France with great low prices. With Irish Ferries, you can for less less. Irish Ferries, see you travel differently. T's and C's apply.
With over 50 years experience, Fidelity can help you feel confidently invested. Make the most of your annual allowances by the 5th of April with our expert insights, excellent service and wealth of investment options. For ISAs, pensions or advice, go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
And now your travel news. It's starting to look a bit congested on the A4872 southbound. We're hearing reports people are slowing down to look at the Volkswagen Transporter sales event. Apparently you can get £1,500 off any new Transporter. That's any variant, any trim, and any colour until the 31st of March. Now that's a deal worth queuing for. Search VW Transporter offers. UK retail customers, 18 plus. Discount applies to price of all new Transporters ordered by 31st of March and delivered by 30th of June.
This time last year, Hassan was working in sales and spent his evenings gaming. Now, he's working as a prison officer.
You know what's going to happen, it's not worth it. Let's just go in there.
He's tackled cell fires, got through to some of the most challenging prisoners, and helped support their rehabilitation. He's done things he once thought he was never capable of. But he still loves his gaming. An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It's a radio show, dear. Dan says there is a notice in the paint shop saying that the bend of Hormuz being closed is delaying the delivery of paint. I'm a decorator. Thanks a lot, Donald Trump. He's getting as bad as Meghan Markle. Oh, Meghan Markle. When will she ever stop interfering with our business?
Boo!
And Griffin Eltham says, I think we should be thanking Donnie as starting a war. As starting a war. As it's the only way that Americans are going to learn geography. Or, as he writes, lean geography. You should lean English, Griff. He says, but his recruitment skills are definitely open to question, as Pete Kegsbreath has said that the only thing that is prohibiting passage in the Straits right now is Iran shooting at shipping. And it would open to transit if they did not do that. Mr. Insightful or what? He did actually say that. Yeah, he's the man that is running this war. What could possibly go right? Let's have Wanstead. Hello, Sophie.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I am super. Thanks for asking.
I think I've been hanging on for an hour and a half.
Hanging on the telephone like Blondie.
Rock and roll!
I love Heart of Glass.
I'd say that Hanging on the Telephone and what was the other telephone track by Blondie? Call Me. Call
no.
Me.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Or yes. Fade Away and Radiate. I love that track.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
It's on the what's the album called? It's the one with the black and white stripes on the front.
Oh, God.
I think it's maybe it might be. Yeah, I think that might be their first album. Fade Away and Irradiate.
Oh! With Blondie written in red, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, I think I know the one you mean.
Right.
Anyway. There are three topics.
Oh.
And no. They're not long or convoluted.
Okay.
But before I forget, I'll tell you.
So.
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Ordering online.
Yeah.
And caterpillars.
Okay, let's have them in that order.
Okay, but first, I think you need to buy your lovely producer some food because she sounded really tired.
Well, what's food got to do with it?
There are many outlets in Leicester Square, Nick.
But
you could go and.
But a lack of food is not going to make you tired. I mean. If we're talking about starvation levels, then yes, you might be might become a little listless. But I don't think that is about to happen here. That's not an issue that we're struggling with. Starvation.
She sounded like she was gallantly marching forward,
struggling on. Right.
Yes.
What? So I should go out in Leicester Square and buy her some food. Let me think about that for a moment.
No.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I tried.
Yeah. You are,
she
you
didn't
are,
pay me.
You are trying, no doubt about that.
So, Trump.
Yeah.
So, his campaign is called Epic Fury.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's plagiarizing that because the Elvis Presley film was called Elvis Presley in Concert, also known as Epic. So.
Oh, I see. EPIC.
Yeah.
Right. Elvis Presley in Concert.
Yeah. Now, he was one of my favourite singers, but it was hard to imagine Trump. It was horrifying to imagine Trump in a jumpsuit.
It would be not Elvis Presley in Concert, it would be Elvis Presley incontinent.
Oh, dear, yes, yes. Well, no. I don't want to think of Elvis Presley like that. But he was an amazing singer. Anyway, what was the other one?
Yeah, I mean, I preferred him before he became all Las Vegas, you know. Oh,
that poor man. I think he was...
Poor?
I think he had a lot of hanger-oners, if that's the word.
Yeah, well, who doesn't when they're at that level? They'd be bound to be absolutely surrounded by hanger-oners.
Hmm, and I think he was really exploited, and there was the colonel, and... I just think he was a humble man who gained a lot of
money.
What's the word?
Money.
Hmm?
Money.
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 Attention.
Money.
He found it hard to cope. Now, ordering online, I'm going to leave that till last.
Right.
Because that was upsetting. But today, I learned from a complete stranger that before, when caterpillars turn into butterflies.
They become more delicious?
They're more pretty, but the thing is, did you know that they completely dissolve?
What?
Yes, so they don't morph into a butterfly, they dissolve. And when I came home,
they dissolve.
I googled it. They do.
Like sugar in tea?
They become this gooey liquid before they become a butterfly. And I never knew that.
Well, I don't think it's true. That's why you never knew it.
No, I googled it. When they're in their chrysalis, they turn into, they call it a soup.
And from a soup appears a butterfly. Is that what you're saying? Right.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Which makes the transformation even more remarkable.
Worst starter ever. Soup.
There's one company that does the soup, the tomato soup, and that's the only soup I like.
I'm talking about caterpillar soup.
Oh, okay.
Not Heinz soup. Unless they've got an extra variety that I'm unfamiliar with.
No, so that's something to think about.
Well, now, not really. Not really. No, I, in fact, refuse to think about that. I'd rather not. I don't want to, and you can't make me.
By the way, before I go to ordering online, I have some. There are some callers who are my favourites, and the American caller who called earlier. I really like him when he calls. Mm-hmm. But there's another one who keeps on saying one love, and he's fast becoming one of my favourite callers.
Yeah.
So I hope he calls. But anyway,
whatever his name is. Got no idea. He just all washes right over me. Not a clue.
Ordering online.
I don't even know who you are. Who are you?
Sophie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How
did you remember that?
You'd think, wouldn't you, hanging on for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But,
Ordering online.
Which I do not normally do, because I like going into the shop.
Yeah.
And what's paradoxical is why people who are in the shop say, you can order that online, and I think I'm helping you keep your job. I'm in the shop. But anyway...
You go to the store, and they tell you to order it online.
Yes.
Blimey.
But that's not the story. I ordered two lipsticks and an office chair, which I will put in my...
Two lipsticks? Mm-hmm. How many lips have you got?
This is discontinued, so I'm ordering as many as I can. Right. But one's arrived, one's disappeared, but they've charged me, so I need to ring my bank about that. But
How much does lipstick cost?
It was less than £30, Nick. But she
£30?
What?
No. It was less. It was less than 20.
And that is approximately 10% of your face. And just to cover that bit costs £30.
That's the only makeup I wear. It's a beautiful red colour, Nick.
Well, I think... I think that you should treat yourself to a lot... You'd look great in a lot of makeup. Do you mind if I say that?
I need to tell you about the chair, Nick.
Well, you've got 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Can I tell you after the news, Nick?
No.
I promise.
No, you just wasted 5 seconds. Go ahead.
I'll have to ring you tomorrow.
Is that a threat?
To be continued.
Are you threatening me? All right. Thanks a lot, Sophie. Better luck next time. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight. The Trump administration is temporarily lifting sanctions on Iranian oil, which is already at sea, as part of efforts to counter soaring prices caused by the U.S.-Israeli war with Tehran. The Treasury in Washington is taking the action, which will apply until the 19th of April, claiming it will allow 140 million barrels onto the global market. The news has come after Donald Trump said the war had been won, and Washington was considering winding down its military action. But the defense and Middle East specialist Andrew Fox has been telling LBC the reality could be very different.
I think he's flailing because he knows America can't clear the Straits of Hormuz on their own. They simply don't have the ships or the capability. But unfortunately, he did no coalition planning before the war. He did no briefing of his allies before the war. And he's now essentially having to strong-arm European states into joining in to help clear the straits.
Missile and drone attacks have been reported by three Gulf states tonight. The United Arab Emirates says it's been responding to incoming missile and drone threats from Iran. Saudi Arabia and Kuwait have also reported alerts. Hundreds more students have been given the meningitis B vaccine following the outbreak in Canterbury. Many had to wait for up to 6 hours for the treatment after joining a queue at the University of Kent on Friday. They've been talking to LBC.
Universities are such big things that we're all kind of sharing contact with each other all the time. So I think if this happens again in the future, then I know for my own safety that I have had the vaccine. So hopefully I should be fine and prevent the spread across other people, especially if they're vulnerable. You know, they're reminding us that if you've been in really close contact with someone, then you're more likely to have it.
Two people have been killed by the infection. Health officials have warned of potential sporadic household clusters of meningitis outside the Kent outbreak. 10 people have died and dozens more have been injured after a fire at an auto parts factory in South Korea. The country's national fire agency says it was probably caused by an explosion. And in sport, Britain's Jack Draper is out of the Miami Open tennis tournament. He suffered a straight sets defeat to the American Riley Opelka in the second round. Katie Balter is through to the third round of the women's singles. LBC weather, mostly cloudy with some patchy mist and fog overnight for most of the UK. There'll be cloud and light rain moving across the northwest of Scotland. We'll have a low of around 2 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Yeah!
You don't need to put all of that product in your hair. You just don't.
Yeah, apropos of nothing at all. I just pressed that one randomly. It's kind of not really what I was after. I would have gone with something like this.
Smart people don't like me.
Smart people don't like me. Is that audible?
Smart people don't like me.
Now you know what he's saying. It's easier to understand, right? How about this one?
Hello, everyone.
Well, that's easy. I don't know. He's kind of annoying because he's sort of innately funny without actually meaning to be funny. I don't believe he has ever been deliberately funny in his entire life, but the things he says and does are amusing, which is kind of annoying. I mean, I'd really like to hate every single little tiny thing about him, but, you know, the things that he says are kind of amusing, like this.
My dog's been taken.
You know? He's annoying in so many different ways. Where shall I begin? This says, have you heard that Chuck Norris died today? I didn't know this was possible. Who will save us now? Yeah, well, Bruce Willis is out of the equation as well. I think we're going to have to save ourselves. This says, so we shouldn't be dependent on Europe. So we shouldn't be dependent on Europe. But we should be dependent on fossil fuel. Right. End result is we are more susceptible to market shocks. Sounds like a Brexit benefit to me if you own a hedge fund. Yes, exactly.
Don't vote for reform. It's dangerous. They're a mad, bad, far-right racist party.
Well, if you say so, Nige, you know best. Let's have Hazelmere. Hello, Della.
Hello, Nick. Hi. Well, it's strange you played that thing for the hair, because I was going to talk about hair, among other things. But right-wingers and hair, so you've got Donny and his hair, and this week I learned that Richard Tice is called the hairdresser, because he spends a lot of time on his hair. He's got a boofy hairdo, and he sometimes borrows people's hairspray.
Right. Well, I don't know anything about that, but I wouldn't be remotely surprised.
Yeah, vanity and all that. Second thing I've got is down here, just a little bit of information. I heard this noise last night, chugga chugga chugga, and it's these Chinooks flying over.
Oh, yeah.
So I put it, as one does, on the residence forum, and all these people were saying, oh, how wonderful, I feel so safe, there's Chinooks flying over. No, but of course there's safe. Always one. Yeah, I don't know, but there was one woman, she put her phone on the bedside table and it's fallen off from the vibration.
They do make a heck of a noise, and they do vibrate, that whoomp, 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 whoomp.
Yeah, there's
nothing that sounds like them, yeah. But I wouldn't feel safe if one was flying over me, like, not even a little bit, because I heard that they come in low out of the rising sun.
That's right, they
and
do.
About a mile out, they put on the music.
And they also make your phone fall off the bedside.
Yeah, that's right. Very so dangerous.
Exactly. Now, another thing that hasn't been picked up on in the news is, sorry, I shouldn't laugh, it's not funny, but apparently Melania Trump is in a bit of a two and eight, because there's an online campaign to have barons sent over, you know, if they're drafting in troops.
Oh, yeah, that'll never happen.
Yeah, and she says he's got mental health problems and she has to protect him or something.
She said that. She said that Baron Trump has mental health problems.
I'm
unaware of that. Okay.
Can't imagine where that comes from, But she...
Della, you would have emotional issues too if you lived with that family.
Well, exactly that. Yes, I agree. But so that's that one. Then
he always looks like he's you know, got a touch of the dark side to him. To the point that if Donnie was just going to really treat America as his own company, then he would hand down the crown not to his two idiot sons, Uday and Kusei. He would hand it straight down to Darth Vader.
Exactly. But he still wants to dodge the draft.
Yeah, well, he'll probably get a note from the same doctor that Donnie did.
I'm not a doctor.
Exactly. He's not a doctor, but he knows a doctor. Knows a couple of doctors.
Well, yeah, so next one, so I'm just going to rattle through these. Then we've got, now, this thing with Farage. Now, Farage is sort of promoting himself as Trump-lite, like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, this is why you've got to be really careful who you, associate yourself with, and never to be too chummy or too, you know, pin your colours to the mast.
Right.
Don't, completely associate yourself, because you can see this has all gone wrong. You can see when he was planning it, it was when, you know, Trump was all in favour and he was flavour of the month.
Not here, though. I mean, that's a surprising thing to me, that he would, that Fagash would suck up to Trump so very much, like so desperately, to try to attract his attention. Kind of pathetic, really. The man travels 6,000 miles round trip. He did it several times, and Trump didn't even cast a gaze in his direction. He must have come back so disconsolate. But, you know, he probably flew first class at somebody else's expense. So, I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm just asking questions, Della.
But that's exactly... It just reminds me of schoolgirls, you know, like teenagers, when you run after the... But they're schoolgirls. They're not supposedly grown men.
Grown-ups.
It's obsequious and it's undignified.
Obsequious is an excellent word, and that is precisely what it is. He's obsequious. Yes.
Exactly.
A little Trump mini-me. But this is the thing that I don't really get, because people hate Trump in this country. His popularity in this country is even worse than it is in America. We can't stand the man. So why would you want to position yourself as being close to him, as sort of looking up to him as some sort of god?
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing is, I don't know if you've had a look at it, but the markets have just completely in meltdown. You just don't know what to do, apart from oil. Oil and gas, but everything else, the indices are down, the crypto's down, commodities, apart from oil and gas, everything. You can't even put it in cash because it's inflation's running away. It's like...
Or Donald Trump would say, everything is going fantastically well.
So why would you want to associate yourself with this guy? It's just the ruin of everyone's pension.
It's mystifying. But I guess that Fagash is talking to a small proportion of the population who have already joined that cult. This is what really blows my mind with him and the people that he appeals to, is that they were all about sovereignty, and we must leave the European Union for our freedom. We must get our freedom back. And none of them could elucidate what that actually meant. But, you know, we're not into facts anymore. We're into feelings.
Mm.
And I can't remember what my point was. and what they want is, in order to maximize our freedom, is for us to be run as a dictatorship by someone 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, but that was okay when everything was going okay, when he'd just been elected.
No, it was never okay. We knew who he was.
Yeah, I know, but it was less bad.
Right.
The right way.
Less bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, it shows that our national pastime of lying to opinion polls is still running strong.
Yeah. Well, I told you many times that I did opinion polling once. They gave me a clipboard. And what's really dispiriting is that they give you a clipboard and you have to get a certain number of answers, and they have to be of a certain demographic. You have to get... Two A, B, C, 1 women who are between 45 and 55. And you have to get, you know, two 22 to 32-year-olds who are students. And then, it's not just the first 50 people that slow down when you accost them in the high street. It's not that. You've got to very specifically choose who it is you talk to. I couldn't be bothered with that, so I just went to the pub and I made it up.
Of course. I don't think you're the only one, Nick. You don't need to worry.
I bet.
But then finally, I got to the actual point after that long run-up.
Yeah.
The most important thing, gnomes. Now, the Chelsea
gnomes.
Flower Show... Gnomes, yes.
The little people.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, they've been... They're okay... Charles has said that it's okay to have them at the Chelsea Flower Show this year.
Charles?
Yeah, King Charles.
Oh, King Charles, right.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that. Well, Republican.
Yeah, what's it got to do with him?
I don't know. Well, he's the king. I think it's down to, especially in those kind of places, isn't it?
He is the king. Yeah, there is
But this is the main bit, because I was listening on another station. And they were doing that thing like Homes Under the Hammer, where they put in a piece of music, which is a slight... you know, a word in it that is the same as the story that they're covering. And they played The Laughing Gnome by David Bowie.
Yeah.
Did you know this one?
Of course. What, do I know? Do I know the song?
Yeah.
Of course I do. Who doesn't know that song?
Are you being serious?
Everybody knows The Laughing Gnome by David Bowie. Are you kidding?
They?
Of course.
I thought it was all, Life on Mars.
Hush, hush. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but it did occur to me. Sorry, it's been a very slow day.
Mm.
But I thought, I know you like flowers and gardens, and I know you like Bowie, but that song is full of puns. So he'd be like a music legend icon with material.
Right, well, he could do anything he likes, or could do, because he's David Bowie. But I actually like that song. I mean, I know that people mention it in order to upset Bowie fans, and they think that that's, that's material that they can use against him. But I actually think it's a really good song. The Laughing Gnome.
I hate people like that. I hate them. Do you know what? And I shall tell you something. It's made the day a lot better, especially with what's been going on in the markets and everything, is I've been playing that all day. And, it makes everything, all the news and, the problems all around the world a lot better.
You've been playing The Laughing Gnome all day.
Yeah, ha, 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 he, he.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
You can't catch me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what you've just done?
It's the soundtrack for Farage.
Well, you know what you've done, Della?
Go on.
When you stop playing it, it will continue to play in your brain. You have given yourself an earworm.
Earworm. Oh, no. Oh, crikey. Well, yeah.
Because that's one of those really... I don't find it annoying myself, but that's because I haven't had that earworm personally. But if that does...
Because some loon didn't ring you up and suggest it.
Right. But if that does start rattling around your brain and you can't get rid of it, then that will become really annoying really quickly.
Oh, right. Oh, well, I'll try not to listen to it. I'll listen for the Chinooks instead.
Yeah, that'll send you to sleep.
Yeah. All right.
Incoming. All right, thanks a lot, Della. 0345-6060-973. You should be aware, by the way, that this show and the Saturday show get stuck up the internet as a podcast. You don't have to listen to them live because we provide them as podcasts or from almost the moment they end. And it is exclusive to Global Player or the new LBC app. So the Friday and Saturday night shows get put up the internet as podcasts only on the Global Player or LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. And the idea is we take the news and most of the ads out, mostly, which means it takes less time to listen to, which will give you more time to try to get rid of the earworm that is the Laughing Gnome. And I'm really hoping that doesn't happen to me, because that would be annoying. 0345-6060-9... I heard once how to get rid of an earworm. And I think it actually works. I'll tell you that in a minute. Oh, a cliffhanger.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
This is a shameful, this is a shambles.
Straight to the point.
How was that allowed to happen?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
Show some evidence, Minister.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
You've probably been with the same energy supplier for decades. And why wouldn't you be? Loyalty matters. But lately, bigger hasn't always felt better. You've probably dealt with long waits and endless automated menus in search of someone who can actually help. Octopus Energy is now Britain's biggest energy supplier, trusted by over 8 million customers, because we do things differently. Our people focus on the most important thing, you. When you call, you'll speak to a real person. No robotic scripts, no computer says no, just an honest conversation with someone who actually wants to help. Join the millions who've already made the move. Octopus Energy, recommended by Which, a record 9 years running. Visit octopus.energy/better for verification.
Go all Irish to France with great low prices. With Irish Ferries, you can for less. Irish Ferries, see you travel differently. T's and C's apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Hold the line. I'm trying to connect you.
I am trying to connect Jan in Tooting. Jan.
Oh, hi. Good evening, Nick.
Yes, Jan.
How are you?
I am super. Thanks for asking.
So, I've got three things, but they're not necessarily long. It's just I want to share an experience with you and a bit of nice, pleasant news item that has me... But first is I'm taking up the point you made earlier in the show about this small piece of chocolate, and I don't know the consumer group have mentioned Easter treats face shrinkflation. Is that a new word and a double whammy? Because it's saying they're calling. Is that a new word? I don't know. That's a new word that they're using. No.
Shrinkflation. Yes, shrinkflation has been around for a good long while. I can remember when a Mars bar used to be the size of a house brick. It was absolutely colossal. I don't know whether it was just because I was smaller as a child and it was larger by comparison, but it used to be absolutely mahoosive. And then they changed the wrapping to make it, in my mind, to make it appear as though it was larger, but it actually wasn't, because it used to get wrapped like an envelope. The wrapper used to be tight on the sweet treat. But then they had that sort of pinched end wrapper. Do you know what I mean by that?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So, which made the entire product look bigger, but most of the extra size was actually just the pinched paper on either side. So it made it look as though it hadn't got smaller, but it actually had.
Because it's interesting this, because they're saying about Easter eggs are getting smaller.
Yeah.
What they're saying is that the Easter treats aren't safe from... Shrinkflation. Well, it seems to me. Yeah. But they're saying that the prices, the chocolate's getting smaller, though the packaging is bigger.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we're all eating too much, so wouldn't it be better to, instead of just charging us more for the same amount of chocolate, reducing the amount of chocolate and charging us, well, I guess they're still charging us more.
So, Nick... I'll mention the present one first, the one that has kind of tickled me a bit, the news item. I don't know if you've seen it. And before I come to the other one about my mobile phone seeming to have a mind of its own and about these AI double agents.
Yeah, if you are talking to me on a mobile phone now...
No, I'm on my landline. My mobile phone's got a mind of its own and I can't use it at the moment.
Well, your landline sounds terrible. It sounds like you're talking to me from the International Space Station. It sounds like every time you stop talking, you should say over.
Seriously?
Yes.
Can I just quickly say, have you seen that there's a news item out today about this, the possum?
The what?
That was a possum.
Possum?
You know, the live the animal, the Australian animal.
Oh, the possum. Yeah.
Was actually hiding out amongst cuddly toys in a gift shop in the airport. And I've had a funny experience because I once was working in the toy department anyway I'm going to do it but it's brought memories about something but I didn't know that there was a word to play possum when that there's a phrase
play possum
to play possum which was and I found out what the possum a possum when it feels threatened will pretend to be asleep or unconscious
right.
But this possum was hiding amongst toy kangaroos.
Well, that is some smart possum
in a gift shop.
Yeah.
But suddenly one of the customers there noticed it blinked its eyes. Aren't it hilarious? And she called the manager and they couldn't believe it happened. But
right.
They did.
It's,
I mean, they
it
didn't
sounds
know.
Like the start of every film on that's on late night on film 4.
Yeah. Is it? Anyway, thought it was... I don't know if you've seen the picture. It looks really quite sweet
no,
that it's been
not.
Trying to hide, but it blinked its eyes and gave itself away,
right.
You know. So it wasn't playing possum really so well. But that's a new phrase for me, to play possum.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
possum,
so the other one...
Shrinkflation, it's... every day's our school day, Jan.
So Nick, but I had a terrible experience recently that's really frightened me.
Oh, no.
It's like my mobile phone has a mind of its own, so I'm not using it.
Right.
So I've got to sort something out.
Well, I can't believe that this is a landline. This sounds absolutely terrible. Maybe you should back off the phone a couple of feet.
Oh, maybe it's my voice. Maybe I have a bit of a sore throat. But Nick, apparently...
Now you're whispering.
Yeah, apparently there's this... Nick, have you had an experience of where your mobile phone seems to have a mind of its own and isn't taking instructions from you?
I tell you what, my mobile phone used to be perfectly intelligent, and then they gave it an AI update, and it became stupid.
Well, look, there's this thing about the sinister AI double agents lurking inside your phone. That's in the Metro today. And they've warned, and I think I might have stumbled on using one of these. Like, it says tech experts have warned that shadow AI agents pose an increasing security threat on operating inside your smartphones.
Shadow AI agents?
Yes.
What's that?
That's what I think. Look, they're double A, and they're saying Microsoft told Metro that shadow AI agents are potential double agents with no formal approval or oversight. And that's what I think I stumbled upon. I don't know how I got it.
Is that why you're whispering? You don't want it to hear you?
No, I can't use my phone until I've sorted out why it's not taking instructions from me. It's not doing what I'm asking it to do.
Well, neither does my phone. It used to be perfectly simple. I was driving in, driving in my car, and I used to listen to podcasts, and the news would come on, and I wanted to zip past the news and continue to play me some, solid tunes.
Rock and roll!
And I used to say, go forward 3 minutes. And it used to do it immediately with no question. Now it's had an artificial intelligence update. It literally says to me, I'm sorry, I can't change time.
Oh.
All I'm asking it to do is just to set the podcast that I'm listening to forward 3 minutes. But it thinks I want it to change time to send me forward 3 minutes. Absolutely.
It's not funny, is it?
It's stupid smartphone.
But Nick, the thing is that they're saying it's sinister AI double agents looking in your mobile.
Well, what do you think it's going to do?
Well, no, they say that they've got no formal approval or oversight, and they're a security threat because
Jan,
we don't know what they're doing.
How many times have you agreed to the terms and conditions without reading the terms and conditions?
Well, I
every time.
I used to be very good at all this digital stuff, and now I find it overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. It's deliberately overwhelming. You look at the terms and conditions, they go on for 183 pages. No, even lawyers can't read that much. It's impossible. So you just, in order to get on with your life, you just say, yes, okay, hit me.
Yeah, but then we don't know. That's what they say. You've mentioned this before, that we don't really know.
Not a clue.
What they're doing with our data.
I tell you what, there was a... During the COVID pandemic, the thing, we were in the brief period that we were allowed out by you know who.
Yeah. Where
we had to, instead of going up to a bar in a pub, we had to sit at a table and download a QR code.
Ooh.
And then order from our phone. How blooming ridiculous is that? I mean, somebody would come around and point to the QR code on the table. They could have taken my order and gone back and got it. If it was such that they made it impossible for me to go to the bar myself, then they could have got it, like a waiter, for instance. But they refused. No. You have got to download the QR code, and only then will you be allowed to, order up a tasty beverage.
What is the QR code?
Oh, you can look that up later.
No. I'll probably come up with 100 different things.
Yeah. And, oh, God, you've
Sorry, have you ever used Copilot, Nick?
Yeah, no, never mind about that. So, to download this QR code, they wanted... to agree to the terms and conditions, and for the first time in my life, I read them, and they wanted access to my camera, and all of my photographs.
Ah, do you know what? I might have stumbled upon something like that because all my photographs had gone off my phone.
Well, that's user
error.
And
they're really important. There's some of them go back years and they can't be repeated.
Right, that's user error, that is.
It can't be user error, can it?
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
Your phone wouldn't just delete your photographs. Aren't they available on the World Wide Web somewhere up there in the cloud?
Well, No, I don't use the cloud.
I bet you don't know whether you're using the cloud or not, because you agreed to the terms and conditions without reading them.
Nick, maybe all my stuff is available to the whole wide world.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know.
We're looking at you. Yeah. Okay, well, I wish you all the best with using your landline. It should come with instructions. I would hold it a couple of feet away from your mouth. And I would put that mobile phone in a lead-lined box for you. Put it in a lead-lined box, bury it in the garden. Set fire to it. Be a good idea. I'm not recommending that you do any of those things. In fact, I'm recommending that you don't. But I wish you all the best. Thanks a lot, Jan. Lauren says, have you watched the Louis Theroux documentary on masculinity? If you watched it, what did you think? If you didn't watch it, why not? I did watch it. I watched it last night. And I only watched it last night because I thought, oh, people are going to be asking me if I've seen it or not. And I'm up against the news now, so I can't really talk about it in this half hour. But I might talk about it in the next one, if you want. And Anne says, I don't think Charles should go to America on safety grounds. One, it's being run by incompetent morons off the telly who couldn't run a bath. And Charles's ears are way bigger than Trump's. Well, that's just a fact. But I don't think that's... I don't think that counts as safety grounds. Just to point out that his ears are bigger. Unless having big ears is something that Trump values more than, money itself. But I doubt it. 12:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
The Trump administration is temporarily lifting sanctions on Iranian oil, which is already at sea, as part of efforts to counter soaring prices caused by the U.S.-Israeli war with Tehran. The Treasury in Washington claims the move will allow 140 million barrels onto the global markets. Hundreds more students have been given the MB vaccine following a meningitis outbreak in Canterbury. Many had to wait up to 6 hours for the treatment after joining a queue at the University of Kent on Friday. And 10 people have died and dozens more have been injured after a fire at an auto parts factory in South Korea. It's thought to have been caused by an explosion. LBC weather, mostly cloudy with some patchy mist and fog for much of the country overnight. There'll be cloud and light rain in the northwest of Scotland and we'll see a low of around 2 degrees.
This is LBC.
This is 40-year-old Kathy, mother of two and self-confessed telly addict.
Oh, look at you. That's brilliant. Well done.
This is also Kathy, working as part of a team to keep things calm at her local prison.
Come on. Listen, speak to me.
And helping someone's son write his first letter home in 8 months.
Well done. You should be really proud.
Thank you, miss.
An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
Spire Healthcare gave me my life back.
I couldn't speak highly enough for them.
At Spire Healthcare, you can see a leading medical expert privately in as little as 48 hours, so you can get back to what you love sooner.
Spire Healthcare has given me a whole new lease of life.
The care I received was incredible,
and now I feel unbreakable again.
The sooner you're better, the better. Search Spire Healthcare today.
Leading Britain's conversation. Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Listen to him. He knows everything.
Well, I don't, but I do know a man who does. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick.
Mike.
Yeah, just talking about mobile phones. It wasn't what I rang up about, but went to a restaurant the other night and been there with the kids. And when I go with the kids, we sit down and the kids use their phone to order and then the food arrives 20 minutes later or whatever.
Right.
But I went with a lady of my age in her 70s and when I go to a restaurant, I don't take my phone in because I don't need a phone in the restaurant. I leave it in the car.
Yeah.
And so I sat down and a young lady came up and said, you haven't ordered, sir. And I said, no. And she said, OK, hang on, I'll get a colleague. And within 30 seconds, another colleague appeared, which was very efficient, and said, can I take your order? And we ordered, and that was fine. And I said, your colleague didn't offer to take our order. And she said, well, no, a lot of the staff now are used to customers ordering on the phone, and they don't know how to take an order from customers who don't have a phone.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, where is the world going?
All she needs is a piece of paper and a pen. Just write it down, dear.
Yeah, exactly. But she wasn't qualified to take orders from people.
Not qualified to hear the English language spoken at her.
But, I mean, it's like cinemas and restaurants are not appropriate places to have a phone switched on.
No, well, it just annoys the hell out of me if I'm sitting there with somebody and they're reading and they're constantly gawping at their phone. I mean, even if they're not actually reading it, if they just leave it on the table and it's set to beep and chirrup and buzz every time they get a message or an email or a WhatsApp request or all of these sort of things. And some people, they've set it to beep for everything. And so it's constantly going off. And they can't not look at it. It's, they're conditioned to give it attention every time it beeps at them. So it beeps at them a lot.
I know, maybe I'm a dinosaur, but I like to go to a restaurant or a cinema and not have bloody phones going off.
Yeah, no, you're not a dinosaur. You're an upstanding citizen, and everybody should be more like you and me, by the way.
But what I rang up for, your opinion on a couple of things, Nick. Mm. There was a story earlier in the week which has got drowned out by all the rest of the rubbish that's going on in the Gulf. But this was reputable sources say that there is a Russian oil tanker with 275,000 barrels of oil heading for Cuba.
Update, it's not one, it's two. Two tankers. Oh. Two Russian tankers heading to Cuba, yeah.
Is Donny going to bend the knee to Vladimir and let them in, or is he going to maintain his ban on Cuba receiving oil from anywhere?
Yes. No and yes in that... Well, yes and yes in that order. Yeah, he's going to give Russia everything it needs by allowing them to sell their oil everywhere they want, apart from Cuba, which he has his eye on for... I've got absolutely no idea. He wants to turn it into a Trump golf and spa resort. No clue.
So you're saying the oil will be allowed into Cuba?
No, I'm saying it won't. The U.S. Treasury Department this is from CNBC a couple of hours ago. The U.S. Treasury Department said Cuba will not be allowed to take delivery of Russian crude, even as the fuel-starved island appears poised to receive two tankers carrying oil and gas.
So I'm old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yep.
Now, I'm not suggesting this is frightening. Mm. It's not, but the Cuban Missile Crisis was frightening.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, we got graphics in the newspapers of the Russian ships getting nearer and nearer to the Kennedy's red line.
Yeah.
And if they crossed it, all hell was going to break loose. Now, this is not the same.
No.
But I can't imagine Trump will stand up to Putin. At the end of the day, I can't imagine that. And the second question I've got for you is that, you know, this guy who was Trump's anti-terrorist secretary, who's resigned and got on Tucker Carlson and slated Trump from...
Yeah.
Just maybe this is a bingo card thing. Will he fall off a high balcony out of a high window? And maybe will he have a small plane crash?
Yeah, well... you know, conspiracy theorists would say that kind of thing has already happened. Coincidentally, you know, Donald Trump's nemeses have met untimely ends. Now, whether that had anything to do with him or any of his cult fans, well, let's assume not until proven otherwise. But there are, you know, there are similarities in the leading style of the two men, Trump and Rootin' Tootin'. A little bit alarming.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will. All right. Okay. Good work. Thanks, Mike.
Cheers,
mate. 0345-6060-973. Yeah, so I watched that Louis Theroux documentary on masculinity because everybody was talking about it, and I thought, oh, okay, I better watch it. I mean, I did want to watch something else, but I just forced myself to sit there and look at it. And it's the first Louis Theroux documentary I've ever seen. It didn't seem like he was doing very much. I mean, he sort of stood there and, like, pushed his face around. You know, kind of gurned a bit to what stupid things he was being told by these lunks on the screen. And it all looked a bit sad to me. It all looked a bit, you know, like grown-up men who hadn't really grown up, who are monetizing the gullibility of teenagers. I mean, you know, shooting fish in a barrel, that is, gullibility of teenagers. And that seems to be what that was. And those are the guys who think that they are the epitome of masculinity. They just look like clowns, painted clowns, more. I mean, what colour did they come in? Like teak. But what a way to make a living. I mean, it just looked so sad and pathetic. Just the constant boasting and with the cars and the girls and the houses. And I mean, much of it, I'm sure, was either rented or about to be repossessed. But that, you know, if that's the way you make your money, playing on the gullibility of teens, well, I think you need to have a look at yourself. Yeah, it all looked a bit pathetic to me. I mean, I'm kind of glad that I grew up when none of this was around, aren't you? Assuming that you did. You know, phones in school, phones and children, not a good combination. Really not. And I would hope in maybe 20 or 30 years' time we'll look back on this period and think, God, what on earth were we doing? Social media, eh? And we'll think about it in much the same way as people think about cigarettes now. You know, I mean, everybody was doing it, but it doesn't mean to say that it's a good thing just because, you know, everybody is doing it. And it definitely isn't a good thing. It's just, there's absolutely nothing good about it. It's media, all right, but it ain't social. And that's what these people were using. Social media. Kids on their own, in their bedroom, looking at some painted clown leaning on a Lamborghini and saying, all you got to do is, send your money to me and you can be just like me. Yeah, well, no. You can't. Because none of it's real. I found the whole thing kind of depressing and a bit thin, really, for an hour and a half documentary. We didn't really get to learn very much about it other than, you know, spend more time in the company of these dreadful people. 0345 6060 973. Birmingham. Hello, Andy.
Hello there. How are you, Nick?
Andy.
Right. There's a little problem with the oil at the moment, I understand.
Yeah.
The government are going to the four-drawer grey filing cabinet. They're getting the manila folder out from 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, right, 50 mile-an-hour speed limits.
Yeah.
You can only put £30 worth of fuel in your tank.
Right.
Four-day week.
Yeah, and do you remember...
I reckon April. April,
right. Do you remember when... I have a confused memory of this. I don't know whether it's happening in this country or it was in America, but they had number plates, and if yours either started or ended on an even number or an odd number, then you could only fill up on your designated day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've yet to see a queue outside a petrol station. Not yet.
Not yet. Do you know the really annoying thing? While I was waiting, I went on ChatGPT and I put in, what important things can we get from oil?
Everything.
Yeah.
Plastic.
It's like the modern world.
Which makes it all the more crazy that we're burning it. I mean, we've got a limited supply of this stuff and it makes everything. I mean, I bet you can't reach out and touch something that does not have some oil component to it.
Yeah, but we've got $47 trillion worth of oil sat in the South Atlantic and Falklands. We've got more than Saudi Arabia. And we're sat on it.
Well, how is that ours?
Well, it's in the Falkland Islands water where rock copper penguins got rights to drill.
Right.
That's odd.
Right. Yeah, but it's
the
eight.
Sooner
it's
they pump
eight,
it out it's, before Argentina gets down and pumps the other end out.
Yeah, it's 8,000 miles away. How's it ours?
We've got a little flag in that little bit of sheep farming land down there. We should pump it out tomorrow.
I think the reason that we haven't is that it costs the geography of the geology rather of the place makes it somewhat difficult and not cost effective. But it does seem to be crazy that we have a limited supply of this stuff and we're setting fire to it. I mean, how stupid is that?
Well, it's going to be pretty grim not having any.
Yes, we will feel the pain, no doubt. Yeah, which means we should get ourselves off this addiction to fossil fuel at the earliest opportunity. And don't listen to any oily charlatan who tells you otherwise.
I'm a nutcase.
Mentioning no names. All right, thanks a lot, Andy. 0345-6060-973. Harley says, the algorithm on Twitter has improved slightly. It's worth it for the funny stuff. You know what? I'm not sure it is. I don't think it is worth it for the funny stuff. Because to get to the funny stuff, you'll probably have to wade through, even if you don't have to wade through hours of right-wing crankery, it won't make any difference because you'll still sit there and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll because that's the nature of the thing. It's deliberately addictive. All social media is the same. Just stop looking at it. I mean, you don't have to walk up and down with a placard in front of the company building, and you don't have to, start a movement or anything like that. Just turn it off. Read a book. You remember books, don't you? Look out the window. Go take a walk. Oh, I tell you what, nature is really having its moment. And that's the thing about all of this mess that we are obsessing about on a daily basis. Nature doesn't care about any of that. It's doing its thing anyway. So you might as well get out and enjoy it because you don't know how long it's going to be there. 0345-6060-973, LBC.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Clive Bull.
The government's drawing up contingency plans to deal with the energy crisis. What should they be doing? And has litter and waste become so bad that Britain is now a dump?
Clive Bull at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
When it comes to Easter eggs, why chocolate? Why not something fluffier? A number one millionaire's panettone egg with chocolate drops and oozing caramel. And why is chocolate only for eggs? Number one berry blush hot cross buns are packed with creamy white chocolate and juicy berries. Profound. Chocolate eggs are only the beginning.
Indulge in a range of Easter treats at Waitrose, the home of food lovers.
Selected stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
Aye, I'm looking for a pair of jeans.
Right. Low slung, slouchy, wide leg, bower leg, curved leg, flared, straight or skinny.
Blue?
Fashion. It's hard to keep on top of. Other things, like the upcoming changes to renting, are a bit easier. If you are a landlord and you have existing tenants, you must send them a copy of the government's information sheet by the 31st of May, or risk a fine. Find out more at gov.uk/renting-is-changing.
JP Morgan Personal Investing gives you the clarity to make more informed decisions on your investments, which is great, because right now, something else just became crystal clear. Your kid just outgrew the kids' menu. Now he's ordering a truffle gnocchi? You consider making a don't gnocchi it till you try it joke, but now's not the time. Now's the time to grow his world, one bite at a time. Search JP Morgan Personal Investing. Invest with clarity. Capital at risk.
Go all Irish to France with great low prices. With Irish Ferries, you can for less. Irish Ferries, see travel differently. T's and C's apply.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Jenny in Shrewsbury says, I know this isn't your show with Carol McGiffin, but I am getting inundated with these annoying tiny little flies that fly in front of your face since the weather went warm. Do you have any advice apart from trying to catch them in clapped hands, which never works? Well, every now and again you get one. And it's very, very satisfying. There's those sticky things that you put in pot plants. It's like a post-it note kind of thing, but it's sticky on both sides, and they catch them. But there's so many of them that it's, you know, you're really only scratching the surface. And I cannot believe that I went my entire life until last year without ever seeing them. Fruit flies, those tiny, tiny little things. And if you've got floaters in your eyeballs, then it's kind of feels like you're seeing them all the time. Little bit annoying. But you know me, I never complain.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
Portsmouth. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Nick. I'm not going to ask you how you are. Because
thanks.
Every other caller during your show says, yeah, how are you? And you always say, good, thanks.
Good, thanks. Yes. I appreciate you not asking.
Thank you.
I thought you'd like that. This lady who phoned up roughly 15, 20 minutes ago says she thinks her phone's got a mind of its own.
Oh, yeah.
And she thinks she's lost all her photos, but not sure. Mm-hmm. Well, you either have or you haven't. And then she doesn't really know what the cloud is. And, well, no one knows what it is, do they? Because I did actually look it up once, and they're sort of data centres and warehouses full of servers in places like Canada. They're nothing to do with them. They're not actually in the sky, so you can, next to the moon or anything.
That's right. But
it's just a stupid name for it. But the fact is, I don't trust them because you can't physically see them. They're not tangible. So what I do, I'm not an actual expert, but just sensible, I have all my data backed up onto a USB stick. All you have to do is get a C-type adapter, mm-hmm, which you plug in. Yeah. I think the iPhones are now going to C-type, so it's almost the same. Instead of having three or four different types, they are trying to get them all the same.
We have the European Union to thank for that.
Thank you!
Yeah, appreciate it, European Union.
It's funny you should say that, Nick, because, you know, they have these stupid rules, and occasionally, once every year, something they do is actually useful.
Yeah.
And this one is a good one, because they're trying to get everyone to go C-type instead of having three or four different types of cable and socket.
Exactly, yes.
Now, when you get these adapters, which are about £6 or £7, you can just put it in phone, where you charge the phone, and then the other side of the adapter is where you put your USB stick in, which means you've got a copy and paste system, not difficult, and all you have to do is wait for about a minute, two minutes, and all your data's gone onto your USB stick. That is what you do. Then if you lose your photos or your phone, you can put them back.
Well, let me ask you this.
What? Do you know, a few months ago, Nick, it was, you're very clever, you are, and you're growing on me, because you said, do you know how long 5 seconds is when you don't have any sound on air, and you stopped talking and transmission, and it really did seem a long time, didn't
it? Feels like forever. It feels like falling into a well, yes.
Now, I'm talking about silence.
But hang on a minute, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
That's better. What if your USB stick fails? Yeah.
Well, that is really unusual and unlikely, but why not have two?
One out of two?
Two USB sticks. So you've actually got the copy and paste on one.
Yeah.
And then you take that out, and then you put another USB stick in. So you've got duplicates. How about that?
But what if there was some sort of virus that you just transmitted into both USB sticks?
Yeah, true. But that probably would go onto the cloud as well. But
no, I don't think so. I think the cloud would have its defences up.
Antivirus software.
Bet they do.
Yeah, well, viruses are quite rare on Android and iPhones. I've not had any trouble in my 15 years of it. But
you have an iPhone, right?
No, definitely. I'm Android,
right.
Mate.
Okay, has your Android had an artificial intelligence update lately?
Yeah.
And now, did it become more stupid?
Yeah, but you see, as I said, I'm not an expert, but I do have a brain, and if you work out things logically, you can get round all this AI stuff and just ignore it.
No, you can't. I am driving in my car, and I want the podcast to be moved on 3 minutes. It used to be able to do that. Now it tells me that it can't change time.
Well, I think you'll have to just wait 3 minutes and just think of something else when the news is on.
Yeah, I guess
so. Isn't it annoying when you get news which is a week old? You think, it's so boring, don't you? Have you noticed that?
Although, I like the weather when it's old. I like seeing the weather from something I recorded in the summer while I'm watching it in the winter.
Right.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Now then, talking about silence, all right, just to finish off.
Yeah.
I never have my phone on sound, ever, okay? So therefore, I don't get any bleeps, buzzes, vibrates. It's silent, 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 and everything's zeroed.
Well, what happens when somebody calls you up?
Well, they have to wait until I look at my phone, and then I see there's a missed call message. Because otherwise, you get controlled by your phone.
The beeps and the boops, yeah.
Now, you know, in a restaurant, like you said earlier, it's so annoying when these bleeps are going off. It's on, and they look at their phone as if the phone's more important than the person they're with.
Well, it is. It's captured their attention, and they are addicted to it. They cannot not look at their phone when it makes a noise. They just can't do it.
Yeah, they are addicted and conditioned. Now, there's a video on YouTube where I saw it a year or two ago where a phone went off during a wedding ceremony in a registry office, and the groom answered it
while he was getting
married. And he said to the... This is true. And he said to the caller, "I'm getting married." And they continued talking to him.
Oh, that is grounds for divorce. They hadn't even said, "I do," yet.
Well, people aren't that intelligent because they have their phone on sound when they're getting married.
Well, that is just stupid, yeah. The stuff you see on the internet, eh? All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Got to go. Yeah. Get your faces out your phones, kids. I mean it. Quebec. Robert.
Yes, hello.
Robert.
Yes, I've never had a mobile phone.
You have never had a mobile phone?
I also don't have a credit card, an Interact card, and so on. I do have a small computer, which has a thing called Radio Garden, which is how I'm able to hear your radio station. But otherwise, yes, I don't have mobile phones, etc.
How do you survive without a credit card?
I'm paying cash.
Yeah, but there's so many things that you need a credit card for. I mean, do you ever hire a car, for instance?
No, I have my own car, which also has no microchips in it.
Are you like a prepper? Something like that?
Not exactly. It's just that I have heard some really bad things about mobile phones, and we have friends who have died from mobile phones.
Died? How did they die?
Well, for example, I had a friend who always used to carry his mobile phone in a little satchel with it basically resting over the near to the right of his stomach, right?
Mm.
And suddenly, at the age of 32, he's bent double in agony, and he had one of the rarest cancers known. He had cancer of the appendix, which there's only about 6 instances a year in the whole of North America, and it was right under where his mobile phone always was.
You know, it used to be a thing that people used to look up the... I can't remember... It's so long ago now, I can't even remember what they used to call it. The radiation level that came from a phone. It used to be a really big thing, and people used to choose their phones based on that number, but it's...
I have heard that apparently if you have a mobile phone, it's equivalent to smoking 40 high tar cigarettes a day.
Oh, no, that can't be true.
That's, well, I've heard, we have other cases of people we've known who've died from cancer, etc., really disturbing, which are obviously connected to mobile phones.
Well, not obviously, though, no.
Well, I can give you one. There's a girl, she was 16 years old, a friend of a friend, right? Her parents buy her a brand-new top-of-the-line iPhone for her 16th birthday because she didn't want to miss any phone calls. She used to put it under a pillow at night.
Oh.
And basically, 6 months later, she's got terrible headaches. She goes to the... And she's got a cancer the same shape as the iPhone in her brain.
No,
it's basically, yes, it's on the same side and everything.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, she was dead 9 months later.
But billions of people have been clamping their phones to their heads and holding them in their hands for the last how long is it now? 20 years or something? Or maybe a little bit less than that.
You've got an explosion in cancer and so on.
Well, yes, but I would have to say that modern life is giving us cancer. I wouldn't give a phone's complete pass on it. But have you thought about underarm deodorant, Robert? I mean, there's not a moment in the day that we don't slather it on all over us, and that can't be a good thing. It's in our second most delicate area. But on that alarming note, that's it. Got to go. But thanks for that. Now, if you missed any of today's show, like I said before, the Friday and Saturday shows get put up the internet as a podcast, and it's exclusive to Global Player or the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. Friday and Saturday night shows, the thing to ask for is Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. I'll be back tonight at 10 o'clock. Coming up at 4, it's James Hansen. But first, here's Clive Ball.
Thank you very much, Nick. Coming up after the news, ministers are working on contingency plans to help the UK through the escalating energy crisis, including a possible payout to households to reduce their bills. And meanwhile, the International Energy Authority is urging the reduction of speed limits, encouraging more working from home, switching to electric cooking, all that kind of thing. So what kind of measures do you think could be necessary? And maybe what are you already doing? Plus, new research this morning reveals a huge difference in affordability of housing for first-time buyers in different parts of the UK. Is there any way of levelling that out? And we'll talk about litter and waste. Has Britain become a dump? That and more after the news at 1 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. Sanctions on some Iranian oil are being lifted by the US Treasury as part of a push to reduce soaring prices on the world's energy markets as the US-Israeli war with Iran enters its fourth week. It says restrictions will be paused for consignments which are already at sea. The relaxation will run until the 19th of February. The head of global economics at Schroders, David Rees, has been telling LBC rising costs will change the UK economy.
We think that at these current levels, you're in the kind of zone where headline inflation could be topped up by about 1 percentage point. So instead of falling down towards the 2% inflation target in the middle of this year, it seems more likely to head back above 3%, 3.5%.
The Israeli military says it's been striking Hezbollah targets in the capital of Lebanon. The group is backed by Iran and is known to have strongholds in the south of Beirut. A jury in the US has decided Elon Musk misled investors by deliberately driving down Twitter's share price before he bought the company. The world's richest person was also cleared of some fraud allegations at the civil trial in San Francisco. He may now have to pay billions of dollars worth of damages to thousands of shareholders. Jerry Adams says a civil case which was taken out against him verged upon a show trial. Three victims of IRA bombings in England had alleged the former Sinn Féin president was involved, but have now withdrawn their lawsuit at the High Court. Mr. Adams had denied involvement and has always denied being a member of the provisional IRA.
I contested the case. I defended myself against the false accusations being levelled against me. I asserted the legitimacy of the Republican cause and the right of the people of Ireland to freedom and self-determination, and I do so again.
The National Trust is asking the public to contact their MPs over the state of nature in the UK. It's begun a rare campaign saying the country's biodiversity is in free fall. And in sport and in the Premier League, Manchester United have suffered a setback at Bournemouth ahead of the international break. The two sides drew 2-2 in a match which contained two penalties, a red card and VAR controversy. LBC weather mostly cloudy with some patchy mist and fog for the majority of the UK.